I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
The missile knows where it is at all times. It knows this because it knows where it isn't. By subtracting where it is from where it isn't, or where it isn't from where it is, whichever is greater, it obtains a difference or deviation. The guidance subsystem uses deviations to generate corrective commands to drive the missile from a position where it is to a position where it isn't, and arriving at a position where it wasn't, it now is. Consequently, the position where it is now the position that it wasn't, and it follows that the position that it was is now the position that it isn't.
What do you want? What do you want, Milkman? What do you want from me?
I'll tell you what I want.
The fuck you want?
What the fuck I'll you tell want, you what I want. What the fuck you want, Mike Tucker?
The fuck you want?
Yeah, baby.
What the fuck you want, Mike Tucker?
That's right. What the fuck's your problem, man? What the fuck she mentioned? I'm a father.
Listen to how that guy said that, Milkman. Just listen to how that guy, this guy was like, fuck you. Listen.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
He's like, fuck you, Mike Tucker.
What
the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
Punk Hardy. Punk Hardy, man. Don't give Tug a hard time.
That was a few weeks where I kept, when people asked me who I was in prank calls, I was saying I'm Mike Tucker. I live in Tennessee. Come get me. And I think Tuck heard that and he got upset. He was like, hey, he called me. He called me and I was like, I was like,
what the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
Like, I said, that's him joking around. And he's like, yeah, about that. And I'm like, oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. They're using my name, man.
Well, he said, come on, man. Let's don't give up my name. That's so lately, when I got a prank call that goes bad, when I got like a shitty prank call, I tell them outright, I'm KDK from KDKprankcalls.com. That's what I'm going to start doing. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. Yeah. We'll send a friend.
We'll send some traffic over to KDK when I have really shitty prank calls. I'm like, it's KDK. I'm not saying his pranks are shitty. I'm just laughing because I think it's funny to think that I would send random people to KDK's website after they're prank called by me, and it's really like doesn't go anywhere. Because I think KDK. KDK, I don't know, man. I don't think he wants to prank call anymore, Milkman. It's a sad, man. Yeah, man. I mean, think about it, KDK.
What's his deal, man? Is he just baking out, man? Like, can I just burn out or what?
I don't know, man. I want to hear him do some prank calls, man. I
don't got nothing against the guy, you know. We made up, you know, and ever since he apologized for fucking with Dan Monito here, man. Yeah. And, you know, I backed down. But, you know, I mean, I hate to hear it, he's falling apart. I mean, you know, he is a decent guy. You know, we had a lot of history with the guy. You know, we had a lot of fun, had a lot of hard times. But, you know, nevertheless, I only wish the best for him. I hope he gets his shit together, man, and, you know, gets back out there putting smiles on the faces of the crooked.
Milkman, I'm going to have to shave this weekend. And I'm looking at myself in the camera here. I think for a day, To piss Athena off, one year, here's a funny story. One year, I was going on summer vacation. All right, and I had this much. I hadn't shaved in like 5 months, like I have right now. I haven't shaved maybe in 2.5, 3 months. This was like 4 months that I went through this phase. Like, I'm not going to shave. I didn't get my haircut or a shave or a decent shape for like 6 months. But anyway, to piss Athena off, just, just for a day, just to piss her off, I gave myself just a mustache. I never had a mustache before, but I made it like it was like obnoxiously. It was me with a mustache, and it looked really weird. It looked like, I don't know, Milkman, you don't know because you don't watch urban television, but if anyone remembers from the 90s, late 90s, you know, when Michael Jordan retired and he tried to grow a mustache, you know, I think he still has it now, but he never can grow a thick, I can't grow a thick, anything thick on the top lip. I just don't have that. I don't have that. It comes in after a long time, but it always stays wispy, you know? So just to piss her off, I shaved everything but the mustache just to look like I thought I looked like an asshole, you know? I look like, that, you know, the movie Scream, that one deputy, the stupid deputy, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? What's his name? Dan Arquette? What's his name? You know what I'm talking about? You don't know. You're not into pop culture like me.
I don't watch TV, I'll be honest with you. No.
Yeah, it's not a TV show. It's a movie, Milkman from 1997. Anyway, just to piss her off, I'm getting off track. Just to piss her off, I wore a mustache for one day, and I got like 3 compliments the day that I had it on, and I was just doing it as a joke. I was like, ha ha, I'm gonna piss you off here. And people saw me, like, oh wow, you have a mustache, you look good. So to piss her off, I kept doing it. I kept it for like the whole weekend, and she got really pissed off. Anyway, so I'm thinking, you know what I want to see in myself? I want to do the Hitler mustache, you know?
That sounds cool.
Because they should, you know, they should bring, I was thinking today, that's a badass look, you know, and he ruined it for everybody, right? He ruined it for everybody.
He did that. Yeah, he kind of trademarked it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that we should, you know, I think people should bring it back, you know? I think that to get over, it's been long enough, like, that whole generation.
I mean, there's like dirt on the mustache, you know, like a little dirt on your lip or something. Man.
Well, no, I think that there should be a movement for people to take that back. For men, young men in America should take back that mustache. And we need to come up, what was the name of that cut of mustache? What was the name of that cut of mustache before Hitler adopted? Because now everyone's like, it's the Hitler stache, the Hitler mustache. Well, they had a name before that.
Oh, man,
that.
Like the...
Right? We keep coming up with really old stuff, like our show lately. We come up with the whole controversy of the little black Sambo story, which is from like the 1930s. Yeah. That was like less controversial. You know, this show will be odd. Dude, imagine if there was a show like Madhouse like that long ago. That's what we'd be covering if we were doing current events. You know what I mean? Little Black Sambo. And here we are now. Now we're talking about it. And now we're going to the Hitler mustache. But seriously, I think it's time to bring that back. So I think I'm going to do it for a day. You know, but does that automatically makes me an anti-Semite?
I cannot see your mustache, man, because your Big Carlito banner bar is right in your face. Dude.
Yeah,
I
need to fix cameras. Let me turn off that stupid big, that
can
lower
you,
third.
Can you just drop it down maybe about 6 inches, and then that way at least I could see below your face? I mean, even 3 inches, I could see your chin. I just see the top of your lip, and that's it. It looks a little dirty.
Fine. You know, Milkman, before the movie started, before the show started, I saw this movie. I've had it down, man, for so long to watch, and I've never gotten to it.
It's the Laurel and Hardy. That's what it's called, the Laurel and Hardy. He had it first.
Laurel and Hardy? What? Anyway, listen.
Yeah, Oliver Hardy had that mustache. He's the one that had that before the Hitler days.
Oliver, who's Oliver Hardy? Who's that?
I guess you call it the Hardy, huh?
Who's the Hardy? Who's Hardy? Hardy who? Who was that? From when?
Laurel and Hardy, one of the most famous, like, comic actors of all time.
Okay.
Let's go back to the silent era.
All right, so
the guy with heavy black hair,
Shut up. Listen, the fat dude in Laurel and Hardy, right? It was a tall, fat guy.
Yeah, right, the brown-haired guy.
He had the stash. So that's what I'm talking about. We need to name it after him. What a great example, Milkman, to name it after a true pioneer in comedy entertainment. The Hardy. Who was the fat dude? Was it Hardy?
Right. Yeah, Oliver Hardy, and Stan Laurel was a little English kind of blonde-haired dude, skinny one, tiny one.
We'll name it after him, so we're going to call it the Hardy then, right? That's the Hardy mustache.
It's, Hardy.
It's not the Hitler mustache anymore, man. We need to start this. This is how things start, man. It's from the root, this is a grassroots movement here.
Laurel and Hardy, dude, they were terrifically funny. I mean, if you watch them, It doesn't matter who you are, what language you speak. I mean, you can just watch them and just crack up, man. Those guys are just awesome.
Yeah, listen, man, Milkman, you know what you need to get for your sleep apnea? What? You need to get one of these. I got these. I want you to look this up, man. Gunners, G-U-N-N-A-R, man. I got these. I got these glasses, and they're kind of pricey, right? But they go on sale all the time, and I got them for $30. And I got these, and they're made specifically for mid to close range electronics viewing, like TVs and monitors. You know.
Oh really?
Yeah, ma'am. Eyes, dude. It's like it's a part of my face. And whenever I'm at the computer, whenever I'm sitting here at my two computers. I can't imagine looking at the computer screen for a long time without these things on. I've had them for 3 days.
That's what you're wearing now?
That's what I'm wearing now, yeah. And I haven't even really looked at myself with them. They look kind of stupid. They only put three models on sale. Two of them look good, and this is the worst.
They look all right, man.
They look okay. Right. This was the third one. It was the only one that was in stock when I found out about
yours
the sale.
It kind of cool because it looks wrapped a little bit, man. Yeah. And most glasses like that aren't wrapped.
Well, I prefer wrapped because
Man, wrapped's the way to go, man. That's nice. That's higher tech design there.
Yeah,
got more coverage of the eye and less off-axis lightning in your eye.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Milkman, you got to get a pair of these, man. You want a pair for Christmas? I'll try to get you a pair for Christmas. How about that? You want that?
How much are they, dude? Man, don't go blowing up my head. They're not expensive. Yeah, I'll have you order me a set, and I'll get you back.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it, man. Eh? Don't worry. I was thinking about it. I got another Christmas surprise for you, Milkman. You know, we should do a fucking a Christmas show where we all send each other something, you know?
That'd be hilarious and fun, man.
Yeah, we should
have a little drawing, huh?
Yeah, we should. Who wants to join that? We should all go to the dollar store and buy one thing for a dollar, okay? And then we'll put it in the mail or FedEx or UPS, whatever is best for you. Even that DHL shit, man, at work.
So,
yeah, but hey, listen, man, we should get a few people to sign up. I'm in.
So we need to get a pool. We need a pool. We need a pool of people. Yeah. How many people are wanting to participate?
It's $1 to get in.
And we'll do a trade, man. Somebody, then after we got a pool, then Imana just take and cut their names and draw them out one at a time. Show them on the camera, man. And
yeah,
hey,
that'd be nice.
Who's who.
That would be nice.
Milkman, you got Milkman. Buy yourself a present.
Yeah, if you get yourself, fucker, you don't even have to, you know, there's always a chance, man. You know, you could get yourself.
No, you should throw it back in. You throw it back in if somebody pulls out.
No, then you buy yourself something for a dollar, asshole. You know? We could even, you know what, we can, you're like, oh, okay. All right, cool. Whatever, fine. That'd be awesome, dude.
All right, I bought a soda. Okay, I bought a soda with my dollar here, man.
Here's the thing.
I bought a soda for myself. I came by beer for fuck.
I got a story for you, dude. Here's what I do. I've been unemployed, and I'm working on stuff. I'm working on organizing myself at a new level, basically, okay? All right, and today I was doing some research because my favorite sugar-free energy drink that comes in a large size, they have a citrus flavor and a grape flavor, and the only place I've ever been able to find it is at the dollar store. Not Dollar General, the dollar, everything a dollar, run by, you know, an Asian person, dollar store, all right? They got them there, and I go in whenever I can, and sometimes they have a lot of them, sometimes they only have a few, sometimes they have only one flavor, but whenever I go, I buy, like, sometimes I buy 7 or 8 of them to last, like, 2 weeks. Maybe I have one every other day to get up.
Is that the Sea Light?
It's called Run It. What's it called? They don't have a can of it here. Fuel It, Run It, something. Two words, Run It, something like it. The stuff, it's sugar-free, and it tastes the best out of any energy drink I've had, and it works, just like a Red Bull. And it's $1 for a tall can, a 24-ounce can, I believe it is. It's a good deal. So I was like, all right, yeah, so I want to get a large supply of this, so I want to get, like, a case of this, right? And I go to their website and I see that they, or anyway, I was going to call the dollar store and try to make a deal with the Chinese person that works there for me to get a case direct from him. I was like, I'll even pay a little extra or something. Hey man, you know, hook me up. Right. So I go to the Dollar Tree website. It's a corporation. I thought those people were all independent. Those places are like, it's a corporation at Dollar Tree shit. Man, anyway, I can order a case on their website. I can order their a case of that stuff for a dollar each. Exactly what it would cost me to get it at the store. No shipping, free shipping, and they ship it directly to the dollar store of my choosing. And I go and I pick it up with a receipt. Yeah, that's amazing. I don't know. You can do all, they have a whole, anything you want to get at the dollar store, you know, you can get it shipped to yourself for a fee, or if you want free shipping, you can go pick it up at the dollar store. So basically, it's like shopping online. This is what I figured out, and I'm gonna try this. You can shop online at the Dollar Tree. Everything you want is a dollar. Shop online for it, and go pick it up at the store. Without having to go around and check out and all that stuff. You just go to the desk and give them your receipt. Think about that. And they got a lot of stuff there, man, at Dollar Tree. Anyway, so I'm going to try that this
week. Yeah, dude. They got pretty decent prices, man. They're comparable here to the 99 cent store. We got, you know, 99 cent stores here.
Read an article.
They make a killing, man. They're kind of like bigger than like Dollar General.
Milkman, listen
here,
listen, Milkman.
Big deals.
Milkman, Milkman. I read an article today about Dollar General and Family Dollar. They're almost the second biggest employer in retail right now. They're expected to hit that at some point. Not one company in particular, but that whole section is about to become the majority employer in the next 10 years, I think. I was reading an article about it, like, you know, they're starting to sell name brand stuff there for a dollar in different sizes. You can get a 14-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola products, for a dollar. The Coke company only makes it for this store, which is Family Dollar. That's the kind of economy we're in. People are like underemployed. I'm really rambling. Anyway, we started early tonight. We usually don't start it until just about now. So no love lost, no problems. Hey man, Lonesome isn't here. We got some requested pranks that we can do. I'm excited about that.
The Lonesome Delusion.
Listen, guys, I'll be honest with you. I'm behind. I'm doing some other stuff, and I have not been able to edit the last two podcasts. The Thanksgiving show from last week was good, but it hasn't been edited yet. It is, however, available to watch and listen to on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/user. Fuck, I almost said loser. Man, I almost got that out. I did. Loser. Anyway, youtube.com/user/madhouseradio. Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio is our channel on YouTube. You can go to madhouselive.com, our homepage, where the Request a Prank feature is anyway. You should be using that right now. So you can send some numbers. The live video is embedded into the webpage there. So just head there if you're listening and you want to watch a video, the video version. Live or later. Let's go to our YouTube page.
Let's do it.
Okay, I got a request a prank here from not me. Hello, not you. Not me either. We got a number for a Scotty. Tell him you want him to stop driving around picking up drunk guys in the Safe Ride van while naked. He gets irate real easy. So we got his name, Milkman, and I'm trying to figure out. He picks up drunk guys in his what? His Safe Ride, in the Safe Ride van. So is this one of those cities that have a van that's free to pick up drunk people? Some cities do that, Milkman. You can get a free ride.
Yeah, they do that. They do that, and like some of them got their own little deal. Like San Francisco's got one.
Milkman, that's your competition, and it's free. It's bullshit, right? Isn't that bullshit? They should.
It's like anything. It's free. It's like Metro PCS. It's like, you know, AT&T. It's almost free, dude. I mean, you know, you pay for what you get, and the level of service is what you get. Yep. Dude, you get a call. I get a call, dude, and I'll be within your place within 3 to 5 minutes, sometimes a minute.
Mm.
Before you even got the phone hung up, I'm already outside waiting on you.
Yeah, man, you like the air.
Now, these guys, you do that shit, dude. You're going to be, you know, especially on a drunk night.
You're like the jet carrier taking off the aircraft carrier, man. You know what I mean? Oh.
That service is not that good. People were doing it, were handing out like coupons to certain companies last year at New Year's, like you know, get a taxi ride free, and you know, all these people had these vouchers, but you know, they were only good for a certain company, and you know, people were calling us left and right trying to hand them to us. You know, it's like, yeah, that's all right, but you know, you're gonna be waiting a long ass time, and they waited and waited and waited, and you know, I said, well, I can pick up the voucher. So finally took them because they'd been sitting there for hours.
But that's bullshit, right? Isn't that bullshit? Milkman, keep telling me. I'm going to call a guy who works for these companies, one of those companies.
Yeah, what do you get what you pay for. You made me motherfucking wait all night. Let
no,
him know.
Keep talking normal, man. Come on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Scotty?
Yes.
Hey, me and Milkman are talking. So you're the free service to pick up people if you're drunk or you can't drive, you help out?
Safe rides?
What? Yeah, safe rides, yeah. Listen, Milkman was telling me, Milkman, right, it's not reliable though, right, Milkman? Like they're late, and you guys are late and stuff? Is that right?
No.
Well, he
sometimes takes 10, 15 minutes unless we're on a run, well, and it could take up to 30 minutes.
Hey, Milkman, how long would it take you to pick me up in your taxi?
Oh, dude, it was over an hour and a half, man. I know. I was drunk off my ass with me and my buddy sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
Well, then you can walk.
Well, I took
your
two. It takes two. Milkman, he's talking to you.
Damn.
He's a taxi driver.
Who is that, man?
Yeah, he's a taxi driver. He knows. And just because he was drinking doesn't mean you treat him like a normal person. He's a piece of shit driver.
I mean, I'm a customer. Good grief.
Asshole. Call him back. Looking down. He's looking down on you. He said, you can wait, Milkman. You can wait. Wow.
No way. Are you punk?
Hello? So your face can wait.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, you're
I'm going to call your cab. You're going to pick me up, and I'm going to poop in the back seat of your damn cab. And I'm going to jump out, and I ain't going to pay nothing.
Yeah.
You kind of service you're off.
What's what?
I'm going to have a...
You're not even from here, so... For one, this phone isn't safe right. And for two, you're full of shit because you're not even from here. You come up on the caller ID.
Let's say we're
I'll be full of shit the back of that vehicle if I get done with it.
He's gone. That's funny. You're not from here. Get off my phone, bitch.
I'm going to poop in your cab.
I'm on your
game. Get one of the Sykes on the line, damn it.
You really love that prank. What did you
have?
Yeah, God. You bring it up all the time. Whenever I talk about it.
Oh, come on. What do you mean all the time? I haven't mentioned it, what, in like 3 years at least?
Bah, 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 bah.
Still, it's a classic, though.
Bah, 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 bah. Listen.
It's almost as good as a panty dropper, okay?
Listen, asshole, shut up. That's a piece of shit, too. Johnny Brennan had an update to his podcast. It's a video that is, it's like a 90-minute question and answer session that he did a few weeks ago. I saw half of it today. I didn't get a chance to finish it, but man, it looks really cool. Some of the stores that he's talking about, I highly recommend you all check that out. I have no idea where to go look it up. Just look up the Jerky Boys podcast on Google, and the latest episode is a 90-minute video, MP4 video, I believe. Of the whole question and answer session. It's pretty cool. Like, they played some of the pranks, the older ones, and he talked about making them, and he took questions from the audience and answered. He talked a lot about, like, where the influence is, like, you know, his uncle was Rizzo, he said, I think, and all, and Kissel was his other uncle who gave him the phone that he was using. It was his phone, and he taped it. He, like, hacked the phone, like, he used tape and an eraser from a pencil to hack it so he could record with it. It's really an interesting fucking watch, what I've seen so far of it. I'm going to keep watching it. I got about half of it to go. Probably watch that tomorrow morning when I wake up.
Nice.
But I recommend that, guys. Okay, let's do some more prank calls. Someone is selling a Bowflex machine. Let's give Josh a call on his Bowflex with a leg extension. It's in good condition. Man, these get sold a lot. You know, what is it with that? Whenever you... That's one thing that's prevailed in classified and stuff, Milkman. And that's been since I was a kid. The for sale section, sometimes there's a whole bunch of exercise equipment, you know, that gets put in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a few months after January, I guess. Like, you know, into March and
April. Yeah, start watching by about February or March when they start needing to make some room.
Yeah, it's a lot of them is the Bowflexes.
You're done with the holidays. You're paying them big old bills. Yeah. You ain't got time to use that machine. You got to work an extra shift.
Yeah.
And then it goes in the paper.
How much is the Bowflex, man? How much is a Bowflex?
These motherfuckers are expensive, man. They're up to like $2,000-$3,000 if you get like one of the fancy ones. They got like a compound system and shit.
Yeah, it's got really like a crazy crossbow. It's
really, ooh, but
yeah.
It's
tough. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, people like waste several thousand dollars and they'll use it or they'll hang laundry from it, you know, for a few months and they're like, fuck it. It's fucking huge. It's a bitch to put the commercial's like, oh, yeah, you can slide it under a bed. Yeah, okay. It's that's real convenient still. You know, you're like, oh, fuck. Roll that down and put it in. Anyway, so a lot of people get those and they stop using them pretty quick. Remember Tybo? Yeah. Remember when Tybo was the shit? Everyone was like, oh,
yeah,
we're going to get Tybo.
Yeah, that was good for a little while there. Tai Chi and then Tybo.
Tybo. Let's get some Tybo. All right, Bowflex anyway.
Hey, man, I tell you what, cherry tie is the best, man. It's nice stuff.
I'm going to do the Hardy mustache, man, with a bow tie, motherfucker. I'm taking that.
I like the Hardy, man. Yes, with the bow tie and the bowler hat.
Yes, sir. I'm going to do that.
If not, at least caffeine hat.
When I have an interview, I'm going to go just like that. Let's see what happens. I'm going to comb my hair forward. Isn't that the Richie Randall look? Just overweight. That's what I'll be.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging.
No answer there for the Bowflex. Oh, fuck, because I really want to buy a Bowflex now, dude. Totally want to buy a Bowflex now. Doom. You ever play Doom, Milkman? You ever play that Doom game back in the day?
Oh, I played the original Doom. It was Wolfenstein, man, and then it went to Doom.
Hey, yeah, right. Talking about Hitler. He's the boss at the end of the Wolfenstein 3D movie. The Wolfenstein 3D
movie. Fucking A, man. I'm talking about Wolfenstein, bro. That was a precursor to Doom.
Dude,
what's really funny is when you get to like the end of Doom, man, when you go in the side of the head of the big thing you're shooting at, it's like a, I don't know, it's kind of like a goat or something like that, a goat's head. And,
yeah.
And once you get inside there, the thing that you're shooting at, actually, and you see it, man, is the guy's face, the guy that made the game up. He actually took made a sprite of his face. And
holy
that's what you
shit.
Get to see and you win the game.
Wow, man, it's like you're killing him.
Yeah.
Wow.
You actually get to see who you've been fighting all that time.
There should be that's a game that's, first of all, due for a sequel, a reboot, and also a movie, I think, as well. That'd be awesome. That story is badass. Anyway, so that came out, and then you had Doom after that. All right, then you had your Doom.
Well, it got ported, too. It got ported over to, several of the gaming system platforms.
Well, Doom is ported over to like freaking TI-83 calculators and shit, man. Those fucking those Texas Instrument fucking graphing calculators that you're not allowed to use in college anymore. Because I used to use it, and I'd fill it with all my notes, and they never check it. So you know, I'd have all the you were supposed to memorize the formulas, and I programmed them all into my graphing calculator. So whenever the test started, I would open the file, and it would show me like you know crib notes basically. And it would take me. I would have to hit two buttons to erase it. Like if I saw the teacher, like what are you doing? Like I'd be like tap tap done, like completely gone forever. Yeah, yeah, man. You got to learn. I guess you can't. From what I understand, none of the universities that are worth a shit let you use those graphing calculators at all anymore. So then that's my question. What do you? How do you learn graphing now, Milkman? Right.
Well, dude, you actually. do it the old-fashioned way, man. You have to probably allow you a formula book, and you have to write down the formula, and that's it.
See, when I started learning algebra, we were doing it all by hand still. I don't know if kids still even do that anymore. You think they teach them algebra, you know, doing the curve by hand, like all the points and lining them up, and you have your curve, you know what I mean? Or the x equals whatever was a straight line, and y equals whatever is a straight line, and y equals mx plus b, all that shit. Do you think kids even do that anymore?
That's called the slope-intercept form.
Yeah, you remembered it,
y equals mx plus b.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. How did I fucking remember that? That is scary. That's how indoctrinated I was.
It's bad that you remember it, and it's even worse that I remember the name of it.
Oh, man. As I saw it through the 90s. Y equals M, and what was the slope of the line? Y2 minus Y1 over X2 minus X1? Isn't that right? I don't know. I don't remember that one. The slope.
What's that? Y equals MX plus B. That's the slope, right?
No. The slope is the M, isn't it? Or the B. One of those letters is the slope. MX plus B.
I know it's the slope intercept. I know that. I thought Y was the hell, dude. No. Don't get me lying.
Slope is M. No, the M is the slope, Milkman. X is the X.
Yeah, that's right.
X is
X. Y is the sky axis. X is the ground axis.
Yeah. And then you got B. I don't remember. B is just some shit at the end that fucks it all up, and you got to figure out B. Don't you hate B? B's a bitch. That's why they call it B, because it's a bitch. Because all the hard work's at fucking B. M is easy. M is your fucking slope. X is whatever the fuck you're looking for, and you got B at the end over there causing a shit. So you spend 10 fucking minutes subtracting both sides and dividing and using rules and all this shit to make everything match that stupid Y equals MX plus. Fuck algebra, man. I'm not using that.
All you gotta do is have that damn calculator. You don't need all that bullshit, man.
Well, that's the kids don't do that anymore. They got calculators.
iPhone
is
all you need, man. Just get an iPhone, right? Or an Android, dude. And, you know, and they got the, I know they got the formula pages in there.
Do all the kids have iPads?
I had them many times in mine. You know, they got all the physical constants. They've got, you know, all kinds of shit.
There, yeah, so slope is M. M equals Y over X per Tabachi. Tabachi's been in college for 20 fucking years. So let's go by what he says. Fucking asshole. That's fine. I was in college for 18 years. You're cool, Tabachi. Don't worry. Oh, man.
Well, he's only 20. Well, he's only 24, so you know what that tells you.
Tabachi's been in college for 20 fucking years, everybody. He just can't let it go. He imagines a 40-year-old guy. Pauly Shore out there. Like Pauly Shore now. They should do a sequel. They should do a sequel where Pauly Shore is in college, you know?
Dude, is that guy still alive, man? I thought he retired.
No, he does stuff. He's every once in a while he's around. He's actually he's actually got an edge now. He was judging some last comic standing. I think he judged a few of those seasons, maybe all of them. I don't even know that show's on anymore. I never watched it. I just hear the results. But I know he did that, and then he had one. He was at some place in some redneck town. And a redneck jumped on the stage and punched him and got dragged off, and it went viral. And then about a week later, Pauly Shore came out and said, yeah, it was staged. It was fake. That was back in 2005. And he does stuff here and there. I just don't know. I don't know what's what. He's alive, though. I think he's bald. Anyway, so let's continue and do some more prank calls, or at least attempt to. This is Madhouse Radio for November the 29th. Thursday, as always, UK Godfather. Jin coming on here tonight. Carlito equals Milkman plus Jim plus us. Hey, that's nice, weirdo. UK Godfather. He's got the weirdest voice, right, when he talks. He sounds like a fucking British devil. That's what he sounds like. UK Godfather, when you're on Skype, you sound like British Satan, sir. Well, I like you. You're a cool guy, man. I'm just letting you know. You got a bit of Satan to you, sir. It's intimidating. All right. Anyway, request a praise.
And then you get a slope. Hermano.
What?
We do got to do a small tribute, man.
What?
And I'm glad you reminded me of that, man. You know, yesterday was our boy's birthday, man, Jimi Hendrix's birthday, man. Oh. I know you want to play a bunch of, like, Hendrix songs here throughout
the
show, man.
Yeah.
That's very thoughtful, man.
Yeah.
All of us that love Jimi, we want to thank you, man.
Back when you were 20 years old, Jimi Hendrix died. So, yeah. Yeah, we could do that, sir, I guess. I didn't. You're right. I did see the thing online. It was 80 years. 80th birthday would have been. Is that what it was?
Yeah, mine is the 87th, and his was his 80th. A couple more years.
All right. Thank you. Very nice.
Yeah, it's a terrible loss.
It's a terrible loss, man. And you'll be right behind him one day. You keep living like you're living. Milkman,
I got to keep on moving.
Milkman, tell me about your CPAP machine, man. What? You got a CPAP machine? You had to go to a sleep study? Is it? Is that how it is?
Yeah. Oh, I love it, man.
What do you do? Do they feed you? Do you check in like a hotel? Tell me how was it?
What they did on this one here, man, was they just gave me this bag of shit in a plastic bag and all these wires. They took me about 10 minutes, showed me how to hook everything up. You know, I hooked something around my nose, you know, one around your waist, you know, one around your, like, rib cage, and sensors in different places to check your breathing and see, you know, how much breathing you're doing.
Okay.
Then you just, like, it looks about like the size of a phone. Maybe it's just a little bit thicker, you know, a normal smartphone. Not like a BlackBerry. And it's strapped to your chest. And then you, like, push the button, and then that thing will start, like, pumping and pulling air, you know, and measuring the airflow. And keeping all the statistics, and you got to keep it on for, I think, a minimum of 6 hours or 4 hours. Try to sleep 8 hours, and even if you don't sleep the whole time, the thing's reading. Then you take it in the next day, and then later in the week, they give you a playback of it, and they tell you to make a determination depending upon what the actual statistics say. Mine says 75 times an hour. That's really bad.
All right, so that's the apnea, and that's when you stop breathing, and then you start again.
In less than a minute, I quit breathing. I'm like,
wow.
Less than every minute, I'm doing that. If I don't.
So, do they play you sleeping? Like, I don't want to watch myself sleeping. That's creepy. They're gonna show me a video.
What?
Are they gonna watch a video of me sleeping? Like, analyzing how I sleep?
No. They're not doing that. This is electronic sensors. This is not a video type sleep study. They do have those. But those are usually, like, done to research people that have, like, really terrible, like, sleep disorders, like narcolepsy, like that kind of,
tremors.
Like, what is it? See?
Tremors and stuff.
The one
like
that's done by your brain. It's not I have obstructive sleep apnea. The other one is called
Mennonite, yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, there's people that have tremors. They keep trembling, and they rock themselves violently. I've seen that on 2020, man. That was crazy. This is
right, man. You know, the Holy Rollers, man. You know, I mean, they're an offshoot of the Mennonites, and, you know, and of course, the Amish, which is my original heritage.
And that's how you make a pussy roll. Let's do the next call. UK Godfather sent the number for Barry at CG Cars. It's one of those stupid ass taxis that he always wants us to call in the United Kingdom. He loves calling those taxis. Anyway, sorry for a long prank, but I think if you got hold of him, could be funny. When I talk like this, guys, I'm not being stupid. This is how they're written, and I read them exactly how they're sent. Found this guy's website a couple of years ago. He used to have a working webcam where you could watch his cars from the webcam. But this doesn't appear to work now. But I thought it could be fun to prank him and say that someone is messing with his cars. And then we got a website to assist with the pranks that at some point had cameras, but it doesn't anymore. That doesn't help me out much, other than giving me the name of the stupid place. And we got some numbers here. Okay, a landline, another landline, and two more.
I bet you really watch that camera. You might have some information on it, too.
Whatever. Yeah, maybe. So, Milkman, the CPAP machine, does it go into your gullet? Where do you put it? Where's the hose go?
It kind of looks like kind of hose about the size of smaller than a broomstick. It's about 6 or 7 feet long, the hose is. Mm-hmm. Like a little mask that goes over my nose and covers over my mouth. Kind of looks like something you'd see, like, you know, they put on somebody in surgery, you know, like one of those deals, like to administer anesthesia.
Okay.
Looks kind of like that. Got little straps, and then, you know, they got the kind of thing that goes over your nose only, or the nose and mouth.
Okay.
It depends on how you sleep, and If you breathe out of your mouth, sometimes you open up your mouth, like, and then it makes it leak. So if you only have a nose one, what they call a nasal fill-up, then if you open your mouth, it doesn't work. It just blows straight out your mouth. You got like air blast coming out of your mouth, and it's very uncomfortable. So if in the case that happens, then, you know, you get the full face that covers your mouth. So hardly ever do I open my mouth, because they're like, you know, I feel it on my face, and, you know, and it's more comfortable when your mouth is closed.
Okay.
And doesn't leak as much. So, yeah, okay. And then the machine is probably about, about the size of a 16-inch laptop, I'd say. It's about the size of a shoebox. Shoebox is what it looks like.
Okay.
Size of a shoebox. A little bit, not as tall as a pair of sneakers box. Maybe about 3/4 of the size of a shoebox, and then about that size in area.
All right, but what does it do? It just constantly blows air into your nose, then?
I've actually got a special type of machine. The technology has really come a long way. CPAP originally meant constant positive air pressure.
Okay.
And what that means is that there's always air going into your air cavity, so it's always like the tissues are staying open. Well, when you get really bad like I do, I have to have such a high pressure to keep from stopping breathing that it like almost like blows off your face. I mean, I can hardly hold it on at full pressure. Even if I got it strapped up tight, I can hardly hold it on.
Wow.
So my machine is what they call an Aflex, and mine actually senses your breathing pattern, develops an algorithm upon it. It knows when I sleep.
Yeah.
It knows when I'm sleeping. It can tell by the breathing, and I automatically ramps the air up.
Wow.
When I first put it on, it's nice and easy, so I, you know, I don't feel anything, you know, no hard breathing out. And then, you know, as I start falling asleep, you know, my pattern changes, and then the pressure goes up, and the machine will automatically continue to increase the pressure until it knows your air pressure, your air passage is open.
And then you smoke a marijuana cigarette, and you get really high.
Well, that doesn't happen.
Do you put it at the end of the hose?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I understand you have some white, nice kitchen tables and things for sale that are white?
Yeah, could you call back at 2? Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone. It doesn't come in good.
Oh, well, honky, right? Honkies, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, damn it, thanks.
What'd you call, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, did you say to call here?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and I saw you got these white furniture for the kitchen up for sale.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I was curious about maybe taking a look at those sitting on the table.
Okay, that'd be fine. You want to come look at it?
Yeah, I wanted to put my feet on the table. Sit down in the chair and put my feet at the table and talk for a while, you know, with a beer. See how
okay.
It feels. All right.
All right. That'd be great.
Is it in your kitchen now, or where is it?
No, it's in my garage.
Oh, so we can sit. Maybe you sit down and we talk about things, about why the goddamn system is what it is. God damn it. You know,
okay.
God damn it. Son of a bitch. You know, we'll both put our feet on the table.
That's right.
All right. And how much you want for that?
$70. $70.
And can we test it out? You know, can we get sit on it on the
you
table?
You sure can.
Would you sit with me?
Yes, I will.
And we'll sit on the table together?
Yes.
All right. Now, I play a Spanish guitar, and I can play a song for you.
Okey-dokey.
All right. What do you like? Bésame Mucho? You ever heard that?
No, I know.
It goes, besame, besame mucho, like that. Never heard that?
Yeah.
And yeah. I'll sing. Would you be attracted to that or open to the idea of that I sing that for you? My name is
Clint. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from, originally from Nicaragua. You know, I was adopted and raised in Panama, and then I moved to the United States.
Oh, I mean, where do you live out here now?
Oh, my name is Clemente.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I would hopefully, you know, if you have the time, I would like to maybe sing a song for you, a traditional Spanish romantic song. And while we sit on the table and we, you know, talk about things.
Okay.
All right. Would that be something you would like to do on the table?
I don't know. I just want to sell the table.
Yeah, but would you maybe like companion? Yeah. We talk and be friends for a while?
Yeah, sure.
All right. And then the table. You tell me about the table. How old is the table? Tell me.
I'd say about 10 years old.
Okay. Then what I like to do is lay the woman down on the table, and I kiss her all over her body, you know, in different places, and I examine her. Hey, did you know that in Japan they have a ritual called the sushi woman?
Uh-huh.
And the woman is naked, but she's covered with sushi, and the men take a turn eating a piece of sushi.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they expose her completely, and she smells like fish.
Okay. When do you want to come look at this table?
Well, how much sushi would I need? I mean, what do you think? I should bring the sushi, right? Sushi? And then we will have you lay down and cover you with sushi, little pieces of sushi?
No, I just...
And I'll sing besame mucho to you?
Where you be coming from?
Oh, I'm in, yes.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And have you ever been to the dollar store?
Yeah.
That's where I work, in the stock room.
You're a stockman at the dollar store?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm the manager for the stock room.
Oh, okay.
And we move the things to the front, and we put on the shelf, we put the bananas, and we put things like cups. And there's things there. Energy drink called Rip It is there and everything. Mm-hmm. And we have some cold stuff now, and we put them out, and we put a price, $1. Everything's a dollar. And then the people come, and you buy it, and you take it home. That's how I work. That's what I do. You come to the store, that's what I do. I put the things out on the shelf, and you take it. So, how much sushi? Would you like sushi also? And maybe you can have some of the sushi if you want, because I can't eat all that sushi.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be interested in that.
Oh, do you like anything? Do you like, I don't know, would you like some grits? Or, what do you like black-eyed peas?
You think you'd be interested in the table, or what do you, would you want to set up this to,
Well, maybe I would like both. We're dancing around the subject, but I would like both. You know, maybe I have an awesome recipe for black-eyed peas I've been dying to try out. I'd like to try it out. I'll make it, and we'll eat it together, and then I will put sushis on your naked body when you lay down on the table, and I will eat the sushi one by one.
Well, just, you're either interested in table or you're not.
Well, no sushi party?
No.
Oh. Why, do you want to try it at all? She hung in there for a long time, dude. I tried to throw her off about halfway through.
Man, she did. She wanted to make that table go away, man.
Yeah, we've called these pranks in this town for the last few shows now, and they never cease to amaze me how kind of backwoodsy water they are.
Where do those numbers come from, man? Are those the ones that Death Fox is finding for us?
No, that's I got those from a different source.
Oh, okay.
I got those from and I'm not supposed to divulge it. Sorry.
The arm. Only the arm.
No, not even the arm. Above the arm, dude.
Oh, shit, dude. That's like clear up from the Generalissimo's office, man.
It doesn't exist. Whatever it is, it doesn't exist.
Oh, my God. So this is like Black Ops, man. Secret Ops, dude.
It's like fucking, yeah, Black Ops 2, man. Totally. Hey, so...
Are you there? MIB.
On the PlayStation. Listen, Milkman, we've talked to that area before in the past, and I had an old lady there, I believe, who I had half convinced she would be selling me her grown-up nurse daughter's used panties to me. She was open to the idea, kind of, for a little bit, and then for herself. But she doesn't wear underwear, right? Didn't we have that conversation? I've had some weird...
You're a commando girl.
I've had some weird shit in this town with the stuff for sale. My son needs a hospital bed. If one has one, he can be borrow. He fell 30 feet out of a tree. Okay, I can't do that. I'm sorry. No, I won't be breaking that. But our... Oh, that's horrible. I cannot do that. That would be horrible, right? To prank this, listen to the description. My son needs a hospital bed. If anyone has one, he can borrow. He fell 30 feet out of a tree and broke his hip and broke up his feet. Jesus Christ. He won't be able to put any weight on them for 3 months. Oh, that's gotta suck. He did not have any insurance. We would appreciate it. Well, that's pretty sad, man. I know a friend that, when I was in high school, a friend of mine was in a car accident in the back seat. And he was in one of those full casts, you know, from the neck down.
Oh, God, he's probably in traction, dude. Yeah. Man, that's like, yeah, man, we don't want to call him. That guy's already miserable.
No,
Jesus.
No, yeah, I remember he was like, that was like, oh, man, that sucks. He had to pee
in a bottle.
I'd
love to be alive, man. You know, statistically, anything from 6 feet or above, a fall, a free fall of a human body could equal a death, man. That's a statistic, man. That's an OSHA fact. That's why... Anybody at 6 feet of elevation or above, man, we require them to, you know, be tied off or have some type of, you know, safe fall protection, you know, safety protection, because you can, 6 feet, you can fall and die, period. Yeah. That easy.
Yeah, that's sad, man. That poor kid. Well, it sounds like he is rather lucky, though, I guess. There is a bright side to this, that at least, you know, he's only going to be like this for 3 months. It could have been much worse because, God, if he would have landed on his head or something, geez, that would have been horrible. The hip still is pretty. The hip will put you out though. Hip surgery, breaking the hip is really bad. That's what he got.
It could be a lot worse, man. Yeah. Really, I mean, you know, he could have done this with, you know, prank hamster and been stuck with him in the same room.
Yeah, well, he's also going to have a lot of physical therapy. He's going to have to do some walking therapy, I'm sure, too. So.
Do you think that if we get out of Mr. Adolphus, that he'll be able to give you any clues about, you know, stool sampling?
Oh, no. Look, we got someone looking for a pink floppy seat shopping cart cover. I also have several different kinds of infant formulas for sale. But they say leave a message, so I don't think that's going to work. 1995 Chevy Blazer for sale. Asking $2,600 or best offer. $2,600 for a 95 Blazer. Chevy Blazer. 4.3 liter Vortec engine. 4x4 V6 engine. Milkman. $2,600. I don't know. You gotta get you. There's no mileage on here. It wouldn't help to see the mileage.
4.6 liter? Dude, that's like... that's like a small V8, man.
Leather interior, power windows and door locks, runs and drives good, has clear coat peeling off the hood. Well, he's honest. The AC hasn't worked in the 4 years I've owned it. Fuck that. See, I don't want your AC-less car. I don't like that shit.
What the hell do you think he is in Florida?
It's a fucking Tennessee. It gets hot as balls, man. Tennessee, that was a slave state, man. I don't know. You sweat it like an asshole in states like that.
What about Alabama?
Alabama too, man. Alabama? Hell yeah. I'll put you to work.
Damn redneck.
You get in trouble in Alabama, man. They'll put you to work in the fields in the sun. You'll be out there.
Oh, Alabama.
You'll be singing Little Sambo. All right, listen, we got a number here from Big Baby Baz. Naan and Curry Indian Restaurant in Washington. Washington, as they say. In Tennessee. Mm. Let's call them.
How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I was calling in relations to making an order for food. Would you still be able to provide me with food for an order?
When would you like to pick it up?
I would like to pick it up. Well, how long do I have? Can you give me, let's say, 15 minutes?
Yes, we can. Your first name?
My first name is Clemente.
How do you spell that, please?
C-L-E-M.
So, Clemente, and
Are you calling Renton, Washington, or San Francisco?
Renton, Washington.
Okay, beautiful. Clemente, one moment, please. And you've been here before, Clemente?
Well, do you have Papadums?
Unfortunately, we don't.
Okay, you have curry. You have vegetable curry, vegetable biryani, yeah. Anything like that? What do you do?
Yes, we do.
All right, I'll have that.
Which one, vegetable biryani or the curry?
Vegetable biryani.
How spicy, 0 to 4?
Spicy, Indian spicy, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that'll be it then. No, that's it. How
okay,
long?
Okay, and we'll see you in about 15 minutes.
Well, let me see here. Do you have any chicken masala or just curries? What do you...
Yeah, we have chicken tikka masala.
Okay, yeah, let me get it for my friend here who's here, my partner. Chicken tikka masala.
How spicy, 0 to 4?
Indian spicy.
Okay.
And then you have naan bread.
Yes, garlic or regular?
Garlic for both.
Okay.
One for each. Okay. Okay. How much is that?
Total is 36.14.
And how long?
We'll be ready by the time you get here, 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, good milkman. We will call and cancel that in just a moment. In 15 minutes. Attention. Put that in the big board. Hello, milkman. Uh-oh.
That's right. We're going to get the timer set right now, Edmonty. So I had it on mute, dude. I keep talking.
You
and then
stupid.
I keep on mute.
You
don't hear
stupid.
Me.
You stupid.
So you miss all my stupidity. Luckily, everybody's happy I'm on mute. Yay!
All right. Let's continue with the prank calls. And the Hendrix. Good call on the Hendrix, man.
Yeah, dude. Any Hendrix tune, man. I'm sure probably a man like you'd have at least a Hendrix tune or two in there.
Yep. I got this machine gun set. Long ass fucking set.
Where the hell's
he
Manny at tonight? I don't see him.
Who's Manny?
Manny, our Puerto Rican friend, the Boricua.
Oh, I didn't know you knew his name. Boricua.
Huh?
Boricua. I hear you. Well, it's early still. All right, we got...
Okay, his name is Borigua.
For sale, a 74 camper. I'm asking $800 cash OBO. It's in good condition. All right, cool. Big April, putting that for sale. Let me check the request of pranks real quick, though. Pardon me. Oh, yeah, we were supposed to call the cars for UK Godfather. Whoops. Totally forgot about that. We'll get to that now. Madhouse Radio. Send your request to pranks over at madhouselive.com if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio.
Hello, you're
just
here at the moment. Please leave your name and number.
Yay, thank you, UK Godfather. Stupid. Hey, everyone, give a clap for stupid. I sent a number for a place that's closed. Yay!
Hey. Hi!
Big surprise! Oh, God.
Yeah, baby. Lay it out, man. Jimmy, lay it out.
Jimi Hendrix, he lit his guitar on fire. He was filming a commercial for Pepsi, for Pepsi on TV, and he lit his guitar on fire, milkman. And his hair, his hair caught on fire and everything, and he went to the hospital, remember?
Oh, my God, dude, that was, like, one of the worst moments.
Yeah,
like,
then he got,
a seminal moment.
That's when he got hooked on the painkillers. He got hooked on painkillers, and then they found him. He threw up, and he vomited. He died. He choked on someone else's.
He got addicted to cigarettes, too, man.
He actually...
Remember, they used lighter fluid.
He passed out. He passed out and vomited facing down, but then someone else vomited near him, and he choked on their vomit. They could never prove it because they can't track the vomit
DNA
and everything.
Testing.
Yeah,
the DNA is gone now.
It's gone. They didn't save
it. The DNA is probably dried out by now, I'd say. Yeah.
But he died on he choked on his on someone else's vomit as a result of drug use because his hair caught on fire. Filming a Pepsi commercial in the 1980s. He was never the same after that. And he kept getting surgery. Jimi Hendrix kept getting the surgery. in the face. Remember? Then they say he touched the boys. Man, what a crazy life that Jimi Hendrix had.
Yeah.
That sucks that he's gone, man.
Yeah, him and Elvis had that place too, man. I mean, it was amazing. Yeah. I mean, it was like it was rather secret for the longest time.
So, Milkman, Elvis was pretty big with Vegas, right? So, wasn't he one of the first people to get paid a lot of money to stay in Vegas at the same hotel and do his show every night? Was that his deal? Is that how it worked out?
Who, Elvis?
Elvis, yeah. Didn't he have that deal going?
Elvis was, yeah, pretty well. Colonel, what was it, Colonel Tom, whatever the fuck.
Sanders.
Colonel, whatever.
Sanders.
Colonel. That bastard's the one that kept him fed with drugs and shit. Well, anyway, he got him a deal there, man, and they got solid money. But the deal was he had to play, like, all the fucking time, man. You know, it was just, like, continuously show after show after show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, you know, he was good, but, you know, by that point in time, man, you know, keep him going, they were handing him all kinds of shit. You know, they were handing him uppers, downers, and, you know, there was the stuff that they had then was first being invented, you know, first
Beaners.
Inventing, you know, inventing to bring them out, first inventing sleeping pills, barbiturates, and all that shit.
Yeah, he was on
medications.
Milkman, he was even on Beaners for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. So anyway, and then,
you know,
yeah, then
toward the end, he got addicted to all those green M&Ms towards the end.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, that's pretty well what did him in, man. I mean, he got so constipated, you know, all them M&Ms.
The worst part, man, is like he went to New York to film in record a song in a studio. And he walked into the lobby of the recording studio and he went to go upstairs in the elevator. And these two guys came through and they shot him. He got shot in the leg and the hand and the testicle or something, Elvis. And he recovered. He was fine there. And then after that, he joined the army. Remember that? He joined the army?
Yeah, he was a paratrooper, man.
Yeah.
You know? He was a screaming eagle, dude. Seriously, man.
Yeah. He joined the army and he was a ninja under Nixon. He was like a CIA
airborne,
spy ninja.
Man. Airborne Rangers. Them motherfuckers there are badasses.
Yeah,
anybody
man.
Anybody knows the military knows they're bad, man.
Yeah,
drop them motherfuckers in the parachute first to come and destroy your ass before the regular army gets there.
Yeah, man. That's true. Then you smoke a big fat cigar because you can. Because you're fucking a ranger. Anyway, but then he got shot on a Las Vegas trip. He was leaving that Mike Tyson fight, and he got shot on the strip that Suge Knight was driving. It's a crazy story. Crazy end to a crazy career. Elvis Presley. Shit.
Oh, my God, dude. Con Air, man. That was like one
yeah.
of the finest ultimate achievements.
Yeah, you remember that Elvis was down there when Con Air happened, when that plane crashed?
Exactly.
And he survived,
That's his big white Cadillac that was sitting out in front of the building.
Yeah, he saw Steve Buscemi and he captured him and everything. And then he discovered Steve Buscemi and he got a pardon. And then he was in that movie about the space shuttle, Armageddon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cyrus the Virus. What's his name? Melky? What the fuck that guy's name? What was his name? John Malkovich.
Cyrus the Virus, yeah, the villain, yep.
John Malkovich, yeah, he met his ultimate demise very, very close to where, you know, Elvis's Cadillac was parked during that terrible, accident.
It is horrible. All right, let's continue with some prank calls instead of making up history. confusing Tupac with Elvis and fucking Michael Jackson with who?
Jim Hendrix.
Yeah. All right.
And to Ray Charles.
Yeah, we got confused Ray Charles with fucking, I don't know, with Little Richard. Little Richard was blind.
Stevie Wonder for a minute there. Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder were in the same boat.
Little Richard saw his brother drown, and he didn't do anything, and he went blind.
And he shaved his mustache and had the first original Hardy, man, but it was all a lot thinner.
Yep. Alright. Anyway, I'm looking for a request of pranks. That's what I'm doing here. Give me just a second. Hang on. Listen to this. Give me a second. Because I closed the fucking page in accident. Now I've got to log in again. Ugh! Petty Prank sends in a number here. Call the guy who helped make P90X. No shit, really. That P90X thing. and convince him to do a sexy workout video. The CEO leaked the idea, and you heard about it through the grapevine and want to beat him to it. All right, we got his name here. He directed a shoot. The star of the workout DVD's name is Tony Horton. The company is Sexercise workout video? What? Oh, it's Beachbody. Okay. I was like, wait a minute. It's Sexercise. Read the wrong line there. Oh, yeah, that P90X. I mean, is there a commercial for it? I don't watch much TV commercials anymore. I usually watch online or fast forward through the most of it. But I keep hearing of people that are doing the P90X. The guy that was running for vice president, the crazy guy under Romney. Paul Ryan does it.
Oh, the Romney guy, yeah. That guy.
Paul Ryan. Good,
man. He went, wow.
Paul Ryan does P90X. Someone else does. I don't know. A friend of mine that joined the military, he joined the Air Force and he needed to lose weight and get in shape and he did P90X for a few months. He got pretty fit. I gotta ask him about that. I heard it's hard as fuck anyway. But people are doing it. I don't know. It's like that Tybo.
Thanks for calling. Leave a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
No answer there. Petty pranks. Thank you for sending the number. Perhaps I will try it later. Put that on the big board also. For the big board, we got about 5 minutes left before canceling an order for Indian food. Here's a GameStop. Ask if they have a Wii U, and when they say they have it, tell them you want to buy it and that Halo 4 game for it. Well, that's only on Xbox, right? That's right. He says Halo's in it. I knew that. But demand that it is on the Wii U, and they must be hiding the Halo 4 for Wii U for themselves. Good point. I saw news today on Bungie Studio. They used to make it for make the Halo series games. They got a new game coming out called, what is it called? Destiny, I think. It looks kind of interesting. Some shots of it were released today.
What'd you call it?
Destiny. And it has an interesting bet. I think they're saying it's going to be an MMO. Kind of. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? Fuck game.
GameStop versus iPhones and iPads. This is Chris.
Yes, I'd like to know if I could get the Wii U. Do you have that in?
I don't right now, no.
Oh.
I don't know the number for the GameStop Kids store downstairs, but they might have some in.
What about the Halo 4 game for Wii U? That's what my kid wants, and I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, you won't. The Halo 4 only came out for Xbox, that's why.
Well, but he said he wants it for Wii U. What do I do?
You won't be able to get it, my man. It's like trying to get God of War on anything else or trying to get Mario on Xbox. It's only for that certain system. Because it's a Microsoft-made game.
Do you have any recommendation? What's the best thing? How can I... Is there a translator that I can put on?
To get it on there now?
Yeah.
No, not at all, actually. The only way to do it would be to do some serious kind of hacking, and that definitely won't be able to happen.
How much would you charge me for that in your office?
In mine, I have no idea how to do it myself, man.
No. Do you know anyone who does?
No, I don't.
It's going to be really hard if I tell this kid. So let me write that down. Hang on. You say Halo 4 is only for... All
Xbox.
Right, so you don't have Wii U. You have PS3 and you have Xboxes?
Yes, I do.
So PS3... Halo 4 is only for PS3 and Xbox, I'll put down.
No, it's only for Xbox.
What does PS3 have then?
PS3 has most of the games Xbox has, but a certain few. And then PS3 has same games like God of War and Infamous that are only for PS3. And Xbox or Wii doesn't have them either.
No.
No?
What's up?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, no. You said no or yes?
I said no.
Yes?
What?
I don't know what the fuck to tell that guy. Nope. I don't know what to tell that guy.
Oh, man.
Video game prank calls never go anywhere. You know?
Nah, because you got some douchebag geek on there that too busy trying to act like he knows something.
I don't like him.
He's getting funny.
I don't know why, just when you're calling the places like that, video game places, to do a prank call. It always comes across as juvenile, because you know they get prank calls all the time from kids, you know, and it would be my guess the person that sent in this request is the kid himself, and that's fine.
You almost sound like Matt.
I'm angry.
John Madden. You almost sound like John Madden.
John Madden. Pow. Bing. Wow. What's he say? Pow. Boom.
Boom. All right. Thank you, everybody.
New from Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware. All right. There's a number for Scotty that we already tried that didn't work. All right. So... let me take a look, see if there are any other requests coming in. Oh, is it time yet? No, we actually, hey, Milkman, it's about time to cancel that food. I don't think he was...
Now, yeah, exactly, yeah, it's that time.
I think he needed, I think he was bullshitting. I think he was expecting me to be there, you know, later than 15 minutes. They can't do that. Let me ask him. I'm going to ask him to tell me, be honest. I think it takes longer than 15 minutes to make.
Hi, it's K-Hall. Can I help you?
Yeah, be honest with me. Is the food ready, or do I still have to wait?
Well, it just takes you a minute to pack when you get here.
Well, I put an order in. I want to make sure we see if it's ready.
I know you're Clemente, and you, when you come here, we'll just pack it for you.
Is it ready now? Hello?
It is ready. We don't put it in the boxes until you get here.
Okay, well, I'm going to cancel, because I don't...
thank you.
Huh? I don't want it.
No problem.
What do you mean no problem?
Okay, thank you very much.
No, please.
Well, if you want to, can.
Well, can I order?
What do you want me to do?
Can I get something different then?
Pardon?
Can I get something different?
Okay, then you hold on a second, please. I got two people ahead of you. If you want to change your order,
fuck,
hold on.
Shit.
Yes, please. What would you like?
Pancho. Pancho. Oh my god. A woman's taking so fucking long. I hate getting behind women when they're ordering food, Milkman, because they take so long. Oh my god, it's so annoying. A woman's sitting there like, hey, I want this, and I want that, and I want this, but I only want... Hold this, and add this, can you add this, and That's what she's doing at that bitch right now. Listen to her. She's changed her... She's added... How many people she's feeding, stupid bitch? Is she still gone? What the fuck? Just feeding a fucking soccer team, fucking bitch.
Yes, please.
Yeah, what is she feeding? A soccer team? What's going on?
Okay, sir.
I'm sitting here waiting and she's da-da-da-da. How much food? What does she get?
Okay, when you get here, I'll take your order, sir. I cannot take your order.
Oh, come on. Let me just change it now, please.
No, I already canceled. I already made your food. You canceled that. So you gotta be here, sir.
I'll get that food, but put something else in. I'll get that too.
No, you come in here and I'll
you
get
banchoed,
it right away.
You banchoed. Swear to God, you hear that?
Canceling food.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm here otherwise. Canceling food.
Fucking woman. Hee hee.
Okay.
And hee hee hee. And get me this.
Okay, how can I help you?
Listen, don't hang up on me, please.
Okay,
don't
you just swore at me and I will not talk to you.
You're
okay?
A banchud.
Don't call him.
Nah, Gandu. you just swore at me.
Fucking Gandu.
You just swore at me. No, I will not take your order. You just swore. That's what it was.
Cancel order.
You swore at me.
You must come in.
No, we just want to download it, okay, Buckwheat?
This one at me.
All right, taking a look here, we got more numbers here to call.
Good stuff, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I didn't know you had all them. I sent you a good shitload of them, didn't I?
No, these are my own. I got these myself. The shit you sent me was all in fucking FLAC. What the fuck? You sent me shit in like WMV, FLAC and shit? I don't want that shit. I want MP3s.
That's the original file, dude. Nah. Dude, you can make an original CD from it, you doofus.
I don't want fucking FLAC. What the fuck I want that for? What? FLAC. FLAC.
You don't. You can't afford power amp?
Fuck a FLAC. Hey, I go.
All right, then I'll give you a serial number for when this win. How's that?
Flack. What else is stupid? Ice Cast? That fucking Ice Cast shit. What else you like? What else you like, Milkman? What are all their favorite open source things? Who? No one wants to use that shit.
Opera.
Opera.
Yeah, everybody likes Opera, don't they?
I don't like Opera. I think I used Opera Mobile for a few months once. That's it. It was a shit. That Opera. No one likes that Opera shit.
How about Linux?
Linux, okay. I've worked with that.
What about Android?
Yeah. Kazuzabubba says, I'm right, sorry, I just really hate GameStop. Kezelbubba, who sent in the number for GameStop... So you don't have to be sorry, it's okay. But he says he has a thing for GameStop. He hates GameStop, he says. Well, we're going to try to call that Scott again. He gets upset really easily. He's waiting on a new TV he ordered to arrive too. He said he heard it was in Denver today. Call him and tell him it's broke. And we talked about this guy earlier, Scott. The guy that does the safe ride. Already talked to him once. He said to get my own ride or something like that.
Yeah. He said, no, you can wait. You can wait.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to tell him I've been waiting.
Minutes. He was full of shit. It wasn't no 15 minutes. It was. It was like an hour and a half.
I told him.
Yeah, I told him. Can't tell time. He's from England.
He can't tell time is from England.
You know what the fuck are you doing?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Scotty Murray?
Scotty Murray? No, Scotty. Lonesome's
Scotty
here.
Murray is not answering. Sorry, bud.
Hey, Lonesome's here. How long has Lonesome's been here for a while? I didn't know. Holy shit.
I didn't see. Oh, man, this is that right, because we're having chat room service issues. And so if I failed to mention that earlier, I think I posted that. We've got some service outages, but they will be fixed momentarily. Apologize for any... Wow, we got a pretty good room here, man. Damn. Hey, look, here's Polly. There's my sister, Gabby. There's Jilly Jill. Man, there's a bunch of lones.
Yeah, hi, Australia. This is Australia, correct?
Hello.
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 Yeah, this is the cafe.
Hello?
Is this the cafe, stupid?
Hello.
Is it the cafe, stupid? What is, fucking asshole.
I hate them ones when they're so busy.
Hello.
For them to hang up on.
Good afternoon, Cafe Ross Gray speaking.
Is it the cafe?
Yes, this is the cafe.
Oh, good. I'd like to make an order, please.
Yep.
I want to come in and sit down and have the company with me. We sit down, and how long can you drink coffee for? What's the limit?
There's no limit, sir. You want to make a reservation or not?
Well, is it by reservation? Do you have just chairs? Are they made of wood? Are they soft chairs or hard chairs? I'm just throwing it with a bunch of shit. It's retarded.
what the fuck?
I don't want to talk to the cafe
guy.
Yeah,
he's awful rude.
I had an idea and I forgot it. Man. I'm trying to remember the idea I had. Something silly.
Perth is over there in Oddity Town. Ooh. Now they're starting to really irritate us. That's not a good thing.
Nope.
That's never a good thing to lay that on us.
House of Chows in Australia. What else we got here? Ricky's Chicken Rice. Ricky's Chicken Rice, okay? The Hut Street Chicken and Sushi Bar. These are all... Well, so we got a whole bunch of places in Australia.
Nice. Love Oz, man. We got a bunch of friends down there. Perth, Lifey, a whole bunch of people down that way.
Okay, here's a Taj Mahal restaurant. Indian food. Let's give them a call.
Do you have any?
Yes, hi. Let's make an order.
Okay.
Effeminate man.
Sorry?
Effeminate man. Yes, so let's make an order, please.
Okay. That'll be under what name?
Effeminate man.
Whoa.
Yes?
All right. And what's the number?
Let's see here. 208.
Mm-hmm.
328-0172.
Okay, and what would you like?
Do you have poppadoms?
Yes, we do.
How many pieces come per?
Yeah, it's 4 in order.
Okay, so 2 orders of poppadoms.
Okay.
1 chicken biryani.
Mild, medium, hot.
Indian hot.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Do you have naan bread?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have plain naan, garlic naan, onion naan, chili ginger naan, all kind of naan.
Garlic, please.
Garlic naan.
Do you have vegetable curry?
Yes.
Okay, and how long will it be for all of this?
Right, about 30 minutes.
Okay, that's very nice music. Yes, please put me down. My name is Clemente.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be there in 30 minutes.
All right.
I'll talk to you then. Bye. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. He just sounds real chill. I want to see if I can get him angry.
Yeah, he don't sound very Indian either.
No.
He must be some kind of matrix.
He sounds kind of weird. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
So I just said effeminate man to him really loud for no reason at the beginning of the call. Effeminate man. Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Sure, for takeout?
Effeminate man.
Hello?
Yes.
For takeout, right?
Takeout, yes.
All right, if I could just have your phone number.
Oh yeah, sure. 208-658-0172.
0172?
Yes.
All right, and what name should I place in your order, sir?
Effeminate man.
What's that?
Effeminate man.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
All right. And what would you like to order, sir?
Do you have poppadoms? How many pieces?
Just one order has 2 pieces, sir.
Okay. All right. And 1 vegetable biryani?
Okay, vegetable biryani.
Okay.
How spicy would you like that?
Spicy. Indian spicy bitch. Okay.
Right.
And 1 banchud.
1 what, sir?
Banchud.
Banchud. We We don't have that.
Do you have the Indians back there who cook? Can you ask them real quick if they can make it?
We have Nepalis. Would you know what it's made out of?
It's made out of sister.
Hello?
Yes, it's made out of sister.
Oh, it's made out of what, sir? Sorry.
Sister.
Sister?
Yes.
We don't have that, sir.
Oh, dear. Do you have anything else you could recommend instead of banchan?
Well, the thing is that I don't even know what that's made out of, so...
Oh, no. Where are you from? You're not Indian?
I'm from Nepal, sorry.
Oh, okay. That's crazy. So, you guys don't like Indians?
No, we like Indians. Yeah. We do make Indian food, too, but...
Oh, do you think they're handsome Indians?
Probably some, yeah.
Yeah? Do you like... You sound like you like the company of a handsome man.
Probably so.
All right. Would you like to maybe entertain the thought of eating handsome food together?
That's a random question.
Mm-hmm.
So you just wanted the vegetable biryani and the papadum?
Yes, yes, I do. Are you like a shawarma? Are you like short and stupid?
No, sir. I'm actually pretty tall.
Oh, yeah? Are you full? Do you have Chinese on you?
Oh, my gosh. Would you really like to order, sir, or...
Yeah. I told you my name. What was my name?
You didn't.
Effeminate man. Whatever, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, dude. Good Karma is here in Utah. Good Karma. You know, the name of the show throws you off. It's called Madhouse Live.
That guy right there, he's rather punchy.
When you listen to the live show, what you have to understand, not all the pranks are good, because it's a live setting.
I mean, there's no pre-staging. I mean,
nope.
The only thing that's actually even set up in any way, mm-hmm. and the minimum, is to make sure somebody's going to answer. No idea who will call them.
Look, I'll be honest, there's some nights there isn't any funny prank calls. There's some nights it just doesn't happen, and that's fine. The majority of nights we at least have some good calls. Some nights we have very good calls. That's the name of the game. Prank calls, just when you're doing it like this, it's good to be able to do prank calls, you know, and you know, when you have a, let's say, where you're just sending out one prank call, sharing it with the world, or sharing it with your friends, you know, you get a chance to edit it. Here you might get, you know, you're not going to release every prank call you do. And here you get to listen to even the ones that suck, the ones that go nowhere. And then you get to hear people attempt to do prank calls while they talk all over each other, the last part of the show. It's always a tradition now.
Thank you for calling. We're open 7 days a week for all American breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as catering. If you would like to make a reservation, please leave your...
Yeah, fuck you. All right. Let's see if Ernie picks up. You know, we talked to Ernie last week. Our friend in Guam.
Yeah, Ern Bob. Let's check in on Ern. Ern Bobby.
Nope. No Ern Bob. Oh, well.
This subscriber cannot receive messages at this time.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I meant to hang up. Anyway, I don't care. Anyway, let's see what good old Charlie's up to tonight. Good friend of ours, good friend of the show's, right? Eh?
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Do you have number 12?
12 is which one?
With chicken, right?
Chicken, what kind of chicken?
Oh, what is it?
I cannot remember the number, so just ask him for them.
Oh, my friend just said the number 12 is what he always gets. I don't know.
Oh, let me check the menu, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12 is wonton soup. Yeah.
Yes, I had two wonton soups because we're both sick.
Oh.
We've been kissing and smelling each other's genitals. Yeah.
Two large wonton soup. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And
then how long will that be?
Oh, that's all. No, not the spicy. Just the regular. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a house fried rice? Can I get a pint of that?
House fried rice, wonton.
Uh huh. Yeah. And do you have boneless spare ribs? Do you have ribs?
Oh, okay. Spare red?
Yeah.
You mean the pepper salty spare red?
Yeah, with no sauce.
Like so. Okay.
Okay, that's it.
So, two soup, house fire red, spare red, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, your name, phone number?
This is Clemente.
Okay.
My phone number is 801.
Yes.
581.
581.
0222.
Okay. I see you 15 minutes, okay?
Okay, honey.
Bye.
Right,
thank you.
Now, what I think I'm going to do is call Charlie
Sell. Oh, she was nice.
I'm going to call Charlie Sell. What did I order again? Shit, milkman. Let's write that down. What did I order, faggot?
What
the fuck? Because I'm going to call Charlie Sell. Yeah, hey, did you make the fucking shit? Oh, yeah, I forgot too. God damn it. The two wonton soups.
Papadom, three papadom.
No, two wonton soups, one pint of house fried rice. I think that was it, right? Yeah. All right. Well, that's stupid because they can just pack it up anyway. That's easy to make. Yeah, 15 minutes. Why didn't I order? Oh no! I got the ribs also. Yeah, the light sauce. Right. What did she say? Pepper ribs. That sounds kind of good actually. Pepper sauce, she said. Pepper and salt ribs, I guess? I don't know. Pepper sauce ribs, light sauce. Okay, we got that too. All right, so that Charlie has to make that one. So I can call him a little bit and give some. I'm going to call Charlie Sell and ask him if he's making the ribs with light sauce or not. See if it pisses him off really good, bitch. That's the plan. We're going to piss him off good, milkman. We're going to make him good. Make him good for the what for.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Let me be the what to see.
I have like 500 plus VHS tapes. Need to get rid of them. Selling them all in one big bunch. I'll take $130 for all. Thanks and God bless. Who the fuck's going to pay $130 for VHS tapes? You can have 1,000
of them. How many X-rated titles is there in that pile?
Ask her. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, you got some fucking flicks. Some Harry Bush, like Milkman. You like the Harry Bush. I bet you that's what's on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harry Bush, Harry Pussy. Big fat Harry Pussy, like Dr. Lego used to say.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Lego.
Call's not going through. Try it again. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Call's not going through. Let's call the Taj Mahal and see how our order is going.
Got some poppy doms there, baby. Ask me.
Well, hello. I was calling to check the status of an order I had made.
Yep. It'll be ready in 30 minutes.
Still 30 minutes from now?
No, now it's probably 20 more minutes.
About 20 more minutes? Okay, I'll call back like in 20 minutes to make sure it's ready.
Yeah, it'll be ready.
No, I don't want to stay there, you know. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I'm really close now. I'm hanging out. I'm reading a magazine in the car.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at a magazine with the pictures of the girls on it, the naked girls on it.
Okay.
And do you think there's any problem with reading the magazine?
No.
I didn't think so either, yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Enjoy.
All right, I'll call you in a little bit. I'll be there.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What?
You always ask the best question. You think there's any problem with me reading the dirty
magazine?
Oh, you're always a great customer.
He's like, no. Go nuts, kid. Yeah, read the magazine.
See, I got the main spread hustler here, you know. I'm gonna play that around, man. Take a pinion poll, make sure everybody, you know, is into it, and see what they would give it. They'd hit that shit or not.
Yep. All right, Bombay House. Let's give Bombay House a call. Bombay House machine. So is the CPAP machine loud, Milkman? Does it make a lot of noise?
It is silent. You can't hear it at all, man.
Oh, wow, man. That's cool.
Yeah, you don't even know it's on. I can barely hear it running. I just know by the pressure. I have to hold my hand up, feel the pressure.
Mm. You put it in your ass?
I'll be nervous if you want.
Welcome to the South Lake Bombay House. Our business hours are 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. We do not require reservations for large parties called during business hours. Visit us on the web at com for locations, for directions.
Oh my God.
Menu. For takeout, press 1. For directions, press 2. For our business office, press 3.
Please hold while I transfer your call to that extension.
It's like, shut the fuck up, right, dude? God.
Can I help you?
Well, hi. I'd like to make an order.
Okay, sure. May I have your phone number with the area code, sir?
801-658-2077.
Okay. Your name, please?
Effeminate Man.
Can you please spell?
EFF.
Uh-huh.
EM.
Uh-huh.
INATE.
Uh-huh. ATE?
Yeah.
You said EFF EMIMATE, right?
IN.
Uh-huh.
ATE.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, what would you like, sir?
Like one order of Papadoms.
Okay, sir.
All right, one chicken biryani, spicy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. One gandu.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
One gandu.
What is that?
Gandu is an effeminate man.
I didn't get it. What did you say?
An effeminate man. The man that likes the other man, a gandu. Nah, stupid. We'll try again.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, oh, my. Oh,
well,
my.
He's campered off rather quickly, briskly.
Welcome to the South Lake Bombay House. Our business hours are 4 p.m.
Please hold while I transfer your call to that extension.
Sounds like you're ironing, Milkman.
I am.
Bombay House, can I help you?
Yes, this is effeminate. I'm calling for my order.
Oh, just hold on a second, please.
The man hung up on me, damn it.
Just hold on a second, please.
Okay. Yes, I'm calling to check the status of the order. The man over there hung up the phone on me.
Oh, sorry, may I have a telephone number with the area code, please?
Ah, oh, fuck. 801-658.
Okay.
2077.
Sorry about that. Okay, what do you like to order, sir?
Two order of Papadom.
Two orders of Papadom, okay.
One chicken biryani.
How spicy chicken biryani? Mild, medium, hot?
Spicy.
Hot, okay. Mm-hmm.
Spicy. And
okay,
one
spicy.
One gandu?
Sorry?
One gandu? One ulu kapata?
Okay.
One banchud, because I know you're a banchud.
Sorry?
I know you're a banchud. I know you kiss your sister and your mother. You kiss them on the lips, do you? Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, do you kiss your mother and your sister on the lips? Huh?
What is it, sir?
Do you kiss your mother and your sister on the lips?
Okay, can you hold a moment?
Okay.
I think we're going to get a demo.
I think we are. He's going to put his mom on that line. I don't know. Do you think we should keep waiting or... We're on hold. I don't know if it's the manager or who. We still have to cancel an order from Charlie.
Let's call Maybe check on the Chinese order instead while I'm call back.
Let's call Charlie in the meantime.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I ordered food, 2 wonton soups, 1 pint of house fried rice, and the ribs with light sauce.
Can you call?
I want to make sure that it has light sauce on the ribs, please. I don't want a lot of sauce on the ribs.
Thank you for holding. How may I help you, sir?
I don't want a lot of sauce on the ribs.
So we have your 1 order papadam, 2 order papadam, and a chicken biryani hot, right?
Yeah, chicken biryani hot, and then 1 banchud.
So this is a restaurant, and you're ordering takeout.
Yeah, and I'm ordering you to kiss your sister for me to watch while you're kissing your sister.
Do you want me to call the cops?
Call your sister first, and then call the cops.
Okay, we have your number. Don't worry.
Kiss your sister.
Put it that way. That's fine.
Kiss your sister.
We'll go that way
with your big lips.
This is a restaurant. We are business. You know, it's a business. We are like taking your order, and you just start talking. Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, they'll take the order then. What do you have?
No. Why were you saying that before? These words.
My friend said that it was funny. That it was a joke. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
It was a joke. Now you're saying sorry. What do you mean by sorry? We have your number. Do you want us to take that way? We deal with these kind of things pretty
no,
well.
No, I don't want my mom to know that I made the phone call. I'm sorry. Please.
What do you mean by kiss your sister, this and that?
I didn't know what that means.
We have right to refuse the service to you, sir. Do you know that? This is illegal. You know that? This is a law. We have right to refuse the service to you.
It's not a law. It's a law that assholes made up like you that kissed their sister on the private parts. Whatever.
Man, I think he dropped the phone there, man.
Charlie was in the middle of that one.
All right.
Charlie was sitting in the middle of that. I guess Charlie isn't working today. He's out in the street. He's coming home from playing golf.
He's been playing with a bag of balls, man.
Yeah. He's driving in his Audi. He drives an Audi. He's got to have money, right? He's got an Audi. Yeah, hi. I had called about the order, the wonton soup.
Yes, ready.
Is it all ready for me to get now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't.
You can come pick up.
I decided I don't want it. I'm going to cancel.
Huh?
I'm going to cancel. I'm sorry. I don't want it.
We cook already.
Yeah, but I don't like Chinese food. And someone told me something bad about this place, that there was a man with a bird.
Okay, after you. Okay, no problem.
Do you have a bird there? That we already cook it.
What? We cook it already. That one there, we got to save that one there. Bumpers.
Hello?
I'm sorry about the food. I didn't know that it, you know, about the bird that's there.
Bird is in the kitchen outside, not inside.
Yeah, but the bird is making a duty, you know, defecating, and it's got bacteria, you know?
Okay.
My friend said he went, shut up, you stupid. My friend said he went.
Bird flu.
My friend said he went and the bird was shitting everywhere. Oh, Charlie.
The bird had bird flu. Yeah. Had diarrhea.
We fuck with Charlie so much.
I haven't think I've seen a bird with clumpy shit yet, so I guess he's fine.
What is the best Charlie moment? You know, you think about it. Recently, I called him and I told him his daughter was in jail in Russia. I'm going to go with that one. There's the time I told him I was with Pepsi. He gave me the whole Pepsi order, and then I told him it was $3,000 or something, and he got into an argument with me.
That was a good one. That was when he used to get wound up a lot. He would get really upset.
Yeah. I like
that getting. Was definitely early on.
I've got him a few times where I like I keep him on for a while, and when I flip on him and I tell him shit and piss in his food, he gets really mad because he knows I got him again. That's how I got him. With the thing with his daughter, it'd been a while since I got him good. When he realized it was
me. Sunshine, maybe on Thursdays.
He got really mad. Anyway, let's continue with the show, doing some more prank calls, having some more fun. This is Madhouse Radio for Thursday, November the 29th. I'm going to be taking a break here in a moment. I'm going to eat some protein, Milkman. I'm going to get some protein.
That's right. James Marshall Hendricks' birthday.
Dryani says the best Charlie was when I gave recipe. Yeah, didn't I call once to give him the recipe for stir fry? Like I told him exactly how to prepare it. Anyway. Matter of fact, I think let me do one more prank and we're going to take that break right after this.
Alright.
We need to cancel this order here with the Taj Mahal. I think it's been the 20 minutes now. He was the guy that I called, and what did I say to him? And I just said something weird to him about reading a magazine, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, sure, read the magazine, yeah. Whatever, man. That's cool.
Yes, it's ready.
Okay, yeah, it's ready now. I can come in?
Yeah, it's ready.
Okay, I want to go ahead and cancel that. I'm going to have Chinese food instead.
No, you cannot do that. I have your number. I had that feeling. You cancel it, you're going to pay the price. You're not going far with it if you're going to cancel it.
No, I don't know that I like Indian food. You know, I never had it. I thought about
trying. Don't worry about it. You will be chased. Don't worry about it. Thank you very much. But I'm going to call the cops right now.
Listen,
and
asshole.
I have both the numbers you gave me.
You don't have permission to be giving my phone number out like that.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to call them and tell them.
Well, there's a privacy issue here. You don't get my phone.
Don't worry about
it.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a very nice evening.
Banchud.
If I don't see you in here in 10 minutes, then you're going to pay the price.
Well, you're threatening me. Are you?
Thank you very much.
What if? Will you still sell it to me? Will you still sell it to me? Are we okay? Please don't tell anybody.
No. Don't worry about it.
No, can I just come
in
now?
You're getting this food or not?
Well, yeah, but if you promise not to tell police, I'll come get it, yeah.
All right. So okay. Come in, give me the price, get the food.
How much
right
is it?
Now.
How much is it? How much?
Hold on.
How much? What's the total?
Yeah.
What's the total? How much?
It's $42.40.
Okay, I'll write a check.
No, I don't take checks.
Oh, but I don't have the cash. Do you take a card?
Yeah, I take all kind of cards.
Do you take the food stamp card?
Nope. You don't take food stamp cards.
EBT?
I take all regular cards. American Express, Discover, Visa, cash.
This is
all those cards.
It's a state benefits card for food stamps, EBT.
No, I don't take those.
Oh, so...
If it'll work, I'll run it. If it'll work, I'll take it.
Okay, I'm going to come in. I'll come in and I'll pay for it. But don't tell anybody, okay? I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
You have to tell him not to call this number anymore, either.
He's going to get us. We're going to go down.
You're going to get it. You're going to pay the price.
I'm going to pay the price.
You're going to pay the price.
I'm going to pay the price.
If you don't show up here in 10 minutes, I'm going to call the police and you're going to pay the price.
I'm going to write him a check. Baz says pay for it with Bitcoin. Yeah, another. I'm going to pay with a Google Wallet. Let me ask if he takes Google Wallet. Hang on.
I was going to ask you to tell him if he did Walmart gift cards.
Can I pay with the NFC on my Samsung phone?
You got Walmart gift card.
It's good.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I have a Walmart gift card that has $40 in it. Can I give you that? Would you use it?
Yes, please. Come on in.
Would you use the Walmart gift card?
Yeah.
It's $40, though. Well,
that's fine. That's fine.
What's the total?
Okay.
What's the total?
He told you it's $42 and... $0.40, but that's fine. If it is $40, we will take it. Okay?
Can I just talk to him, please? I want to apologize.
No problem.
Put him on.
He's busy with a customer.
No, put him on, damn it.
What's that?
I said, God damn it, put it on, damn it. Put him on, damn it.
No, please. Do not use these kind of that kind of language.
Yeah,
please.
You're a banchud.
You will be in trouble.
Banchud, marachud, banchud, marachud.
You are.
You're
not in your sense. That is you.
Do you watch your husband?
Right?
Does your husband kiss
you
your sister?
Are. Huh? You want to see the cops now at your place?
Your husband kisses your sister. Holy shit. Okay.
Your husband is gone too.
You want to see the cops come to your place?
Now? They always keep saying now? Now?
Oh, shit. We're fucked.
They're waiting at the end of your block. Do you want to see them now?
Do you want them to come to the house now? They're waiting to come. Oh. Listen, listen, guys. I'm going to go take a break real quick. I got to take care of something. I'll be back in about 5 minutes. Then we'll continue.
That's a hell of a Gandhi idea.
Then we'll continue the Madhouse show. Send in those requests of pranks. Yes. Thank you. Blah, 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 blah.
It's too doggone late. Okay. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming in.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yes, he's a long leg of Tesla, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this. Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
And just like that, we're back, Madhouse Radio. Second half of the show starting up right now. I am Carlito, your host. Coming up on midnight here in a little bit, in about 5 minutes. And we'll be at Friday on the East Coast at least. But they don't know about the stress filled game. Baby on the way, mad bills to pay. That's why you drink Tangerine. I'm guessing the usual crowd will call in about 5 minutes and start filling up the Skype line. Before it gets too late, let's call back once again to the Bombay House. No, Taj Mahal, rather.
Yeah.
Taj Mahal, and talk some more about this order that we have changed our mind about.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was calling about the order.
We don't want to talk to you. Can you come here and pick up your food?
I was going to let you...
I don't have that kind of time.
I was going to let you know
because
that I'm not...
Because you call us for food. We didn't go to your home and insist you to buy some food from us. All right? This is Idaho. This is not your country.
This is not my country.
All right, you cannot do like that.
Anyway, this is not my country.
Yeah.
What?
This is not. The way you're talking, I'm sure you're not from here.
No.
So
I'm
if
not.
You can come or not.
Okay, well, I was calling to cancel, but I think I'll come now because I understand.
No, you told us that you're coming, your food is ready, but you cannot cancel like that.
Okay.
Can you come? I can call the cops. You can explain it to them.
No, don't please. I'm sorry.
I can explain it to them why you want to cancel. You said you are coming in 30 minutes, and after 10 minutes, you are calling that you want to cancel the order.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
Things are not like that.
I know.
So you can go to your country and live there, and you can travel on the donkeys, all right?
Please, don't be like that. I'm sorry.
Do not do that.
I'm sorry.
That abusive language, what you talk to me, it's absolutely wrong. Do you know that?
No.
I can take you to the court for that.
I'm sorry. It's not true.
Don't say sorry. You are not a good human being. All right? You are wasting the food and it's a joke for you?
No, it's not. That's serious.
You're on food stamps. What do you think? We are working so hard. All right?
Okay.
We are not sitting and drinking or doing whatever you're doing.
Okay.
We are not your kind of people.
I'm sorry.
All right? Can you come here?
Okay.
Can you call cops?
No. Don't call cops. I come.
Okay. Please, then come on in.
And then you show me your sister?
You can bring your mother and sister in here. I have whole my family, all right?
Okay.
You
and
can bring everybody,
What are they going to do?
Bring everybody, and the cops, they will take care of you, your sister, and your whole family.
You're stupid. Wow. Well, she is upset, Milkman. Very upset. We can go back to our own country, she says, even. Holy shit.
She was not happy, dude. What country are you from?
I don't know. Man. What did she say about donkeys? Did she say something about donkeys? I can fuck a donkey?
Yeah, so you can ride a donkey in your country or something like that.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm going to come down to get the order. I just want you guys to know, okay?
To get what?
The order, the food.
Okay, what'd you like to order?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'd like two orders of Papadoms.
Okay.
One chicken tikka masala.
Okay. Mild, medium, or hot on it?
Medium.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any Papadoms?
Yep.
All right, one order of that.
Okay.
Okay, and do you have any vegetable biryani?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, medium.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, awesome. And then, would you like any naan or anything aside from the Papadum?
Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay. All right, sounds good. And what's the name and phone number?
My name is Cross.
Okay, cool.
All right, how long?
We're looking at about 20 minutes.
All right. I'll see you there.
All right. See you then, Cross. Right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Boy, they're going to be pissed off when they make another order.
Oh, my.
That lady's going to be really pissed. I can't wait for that. 20 minutes, Milkman, we're calling that lady, that place back, and hopefully that lady picks up and says, yeah, I made another order, and I can't
say. So can I do this? I just call police now.
All right. Hey, Ken. Ken's here.
What it is. We probably won't see Dirty Aaron this week. He's hiding from an embarrassing loss again.
Oh, yeah? I needed him to win. He lost by 2 points.
Yeah, cost of me.
So I don't have, I have no chance to, had you lost that, I would have had a chance, if you lost. If I win next week, I only have a chance if Eric, who coaches the Atlanta Gators, he has to lose. This is fantasy football we're talking about. My last chance to get into the winner's bracket of the playoffs is if he loses and I win, and I can squeak in on the last spot.
Did you watch that Monday night game? It came down to that.
Yeah, no, it came down to, yeah.
I had two players in. I had one for the, I had Deshaun Jackson for Philly. I had Jonathan Stewart for Carolina. He had the Phillies fucking quarterback. And both of my players got hurt and went out of the game. And by all rights, he should have beat me.
Yeah, yeah, but Foles fumbled, and it's the Eagles. Thank you, Eagles. Thank you, assholes. Yep. Not when I needed them to pull through one little touchdown, two little points. I needed three for the win. Well, for Aaron to win, and I would have been able, you know, I still wouldn't be in the playoffs. I would be tied. Actually, I would have been in because it would have come up to points allowed, and I think I've got a healthy, lead on you on that.
Oh, I'm sure. I think everybody has more points.
I think it's points allowed. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it's like my team's banged up this week. I got to win this week to even stay in the fucking championship
right. All right, well, let's continue. Let's do some prank calls. In a little bit, we'll be canceling another Indian order to the place that's already really pissed off with the first one that I canceled last hour. We got more numbers here. Nunu saying that there's an election today in Rotherham. Okay. And there's a new kid toucher named Cyril Smith. A pedophile. Admitted spanking boys per the police. And he was friends with Jimmy Savile. Friends with Jimmy Savile. So they were... Oh, boy. Now it's spreading. We got a request to call any restaurant, tell them that your food tasted like shit and your waiter was rude. And when you told them that it was wrong, they laughed at you. So in return, you put the shit where it belonged. Unfortunately, it clogged up their toilet and they may want to fix it. Yeah, then they'll go check the toilet. I don't know. That doesn't... I'll think about it. I'll write that down. I'll put that on the big board. Put it on the big board. Death Fox, what are you drinking tonight, sir?
I'm sober tonight.
Good, man. Praise the Lord. You got a
dude, man. There he is.
How many days?
I've been
days?
Trying to catch you, man. You sound like you're okay.
Yeah, I quit smoking, so I've been doing a lot of stuff lately.
Okay.
Hey, I need to get up with you like later on after the show sometime. Maybe
I gave you a
tomorrow.
Link.
I got the link. No, I want to talk to you like off on the side, Madhouse side business. Not now. Okay. Later.
Milkman's mad because of the chat.
I appreciate your help, man. Thanks a lot, man. Everybody, give a big high fives, man. Our boy Death Fox, man. You got it. You got us late.
High one.
Control services. We can if we have to.
Who controls?
Fix it soon,
who controls the services? Oh man! Oh fuck!
We're barring them.
But I'll control them if it gets to that. We're barring them because we get more users if we bar them.
Hello. Hi. Is this James?
Who's speaking today?
My name is Cross. I'm with the Rotherham Election Bureau machine.
Do you know it's 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, but we have down that he didn't vote today. He was supposed to vote in the election. Can I talk to him, please?
Don't call here again.
I command you to put him on the phone, woman. Oh. She said, she said? Call there again. Brad sent in numbers.
He said, call back here right away. Do you know what time it is? And tell me when you call it back.
Hello? Hello, is it James? Jimmy? Jimbo? Yeah, they're just going to leave the phone off the hook. Give me a second. Go ahead.
In the Skype chat, someone put a pretty funny premise if we can get some numbers. They put a classic prank is when we used to call local retail stores and tell them we saw an employee of theirs jerking it in the car. Making a complaint to them.
Okay. Jerking it in the car like on their lunch break?
Yeah, it must
just
be.
Sitting there, yeah. Sometimes you got it, man.
Had some mood music on, just going to fucking town, I guess.
Yep. Oh, boy. Give me a second here. I gotta reconnect something. Give me a second.
Just crack cracking me up earlier when all Cross was talking to that lady about that table. He wanted to bend her over and test that table.
Yeah.
She really wanted to fucking test that or to sell that table.
She wanted that $10. I'd buy a pack of cigarettes with that hair.
Oh, she
it was 70 bucks. It wouldn't take
It was 70. She was standing in a fucking puddle. She was so wet. She didn't know what to do.
She was excited about the whole thing. Whatever I was telling her. A friend of mine told me a trick to fix a clogged toilet. If you take a shit in the toilet and it clogs up, you mix hot water with liberal amounts of dishwashing liquid, detergent, and it'll unclog any toilet really fast. You flush and you pour it down, and it'll help. That's what he said. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. He said he's been doing it for years.
Hey, call this Blockbuster and ask for HD DVDs.
Oh, God, HD DVDs.
It's a real big, greasy shit.
Tell them you just got one for your birthday and you want to. It's cutting edge technology.
Well, I want to buy a gun. Anybody know a guy that works at a gun store?
I don't.
Oh, wait, you just called him, but I'm not going to talk about it. Yes, new rule, no good stuff on air. Who are we calling?
I don't know.
Ghostbusters.
Thanks for calling Blockbuster. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to see about the HD DVDs. I'd like to get Scarface, please.
Scarface? Are you talking about Blu-ray?
HD DVD.
So just a regular DVD?
No, HD DVD.
Okay. Just one second.
Damn it.
She's like, we got this retard on HD DVDs.
I typed it in Google and it ain't coming up.
They were better than Blu-rays, but it didn't take off.
You can get an HD DVD player for like $30, and all the movies are $3, and there's like 500 movies for that thing.
We only have DVD Scarface and Blu-ray Scarface.
Do you have any HD DVDs? I bought this HD DVD player from Blockbuster like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you guys were carrying the HD DVDs and everything?
We were okay. Just one second.
Oh God!
Ask about Betamax.
Ask about you. Shut up.
How much?
I'm sorry.
How much does it cost to download a DVD?
I gotta take a shit.
Well, we have the regular DVD, which is essentially HD, unless you have a Blu-ray player.
So, how do I download the upgrade for the Blu-ray then?
Oh, with the Blu-ray? Well, is it a Blu-ray player?
It's an HD DVD player, so I should...
Then you can't get an upgrade on a DVD player for a Blu-ray.
Well, you can download... My friend was showing me you can download the EXE.
Yeah, if you have a Blu-ray player.
You can download the new memory.
Hang on a second.
Put the man on the phone.
That's probably what the problem is. She doesn't understand because she's a woman.
We have a regular DVD, which is basically HD. You are full of shit.
HD DVD player upscales pretty nicely.
That's what I'm saying. It was better quality than Blu-ray. It's like Beta was better than VHS, but...
Actually, no. Blu-ray's better than HD,
by far. No, no,
It is.
Ask her for a Laserdisc.
No.
Ask for Betamax.
I remember when Blockbuster had Laserdisc. I remember being in a Blockbuster a few times and seeing the Laserdisc section.
The Laserdisc section?
That one too.
Hell, they don't even have VHS anymore, do they? At Blockbuster?
No, nobody does.
Nobody has VHS anymore. Except for this lady I found is selling 300 of them.
Well, it'd be even funny just to ask for VHS.
You probably got some in the back.
What's weird though is I know they were actually using Betamax in the TV studios to like 2000 because of the better way how the tapes were made.
Until the way they went digital. No, the Beta was a higher quality, so they stuck to the Beta. And even,
it was higher quality. Right. So that's what I was dubbing in Beta.
Yeah.
That's what we started dubbing in the digital system.
Yeah, when the digital flop over completely took over, then... they were no longer using Beta, but yeah, they did Beta. I remember I went to a few field trips to every year we do a field trip in elementary school, and one of them was to the Channel 2 news station. And I remember they show us, they show us the studio with the desk, and they
the bottom, see,
had everything. You need help with your player or something like that?
I got the HD DVD player there from your store, and now this girl says that they don't make them anymore, that you don't carry them.
Okay. Yeah, it's I mean, as far as players go, we do have two here. One's a Blu-ray player and one's a DVD player, but there's no HD DVD players or anything like that.
Or do I get the movies to play in as HD DVD anymore, then, if the store doesn't have it?
I mean, we carry DVDs and Blu-rays and everything, but we don't carry the players themselves. Except for these two that we have left over.
I mean, the HD DVD. You're not listening. I keep seeing HD at the beginning.
HD DVD, I mean, everyone that tried to pick up for a little bit, and it's just technology. Unfortunately, it fell through. It's just like consoles that went through and fell through, and I mean, not Blockbuster decided that since it's not making money that they don't carry it anymore. So, I mean, there's just nothing that can be done about it.
Is there one somewhere that we can call, see if they have any in the back?
Well, I know none of the Blockbusters will, just because, I mean, every store pretty much gets the same stuff according to corporate, but I mean, there might be little stores or little rental places that might. I know there's a rental place in, what was it?
Stupid.
OB.
Stupid.
Rosecrans and Midway, there's a blowout video. They might carry some.
Stupid.
If you want to check them out.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's unfortunately
so
how technology goes.
You people are so stupid.
All right.
It's very stupid that you've done this to me.
Not our fault.
You're making me look stupid in front of my kids. I told them I was going to get them Peter Pan on there, and now I can't show them.
All right. Daddy, where's our Peter Pan disc?
We can do the porno down there, but ask him, tell him you got this on Betamax, play the porno music for him, ask him if he's got a DVD.
He was still on the phone until just right now.
Oh, fuck him.
So what, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'll get you another one. Do you want to do the Betamax thing now?
Yeah, Betamax, man. Betamax. I want to do Betamax.
Okay, actually still have a Betamax machine at my house that works.
You can get they had on eBay the other day. The reason I was thinking of this prank call, they had on eBay the other day the Star Wars trilogy for $30 on Betamax.
On Betamax?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
Isn't one of the other things with Betamax that Betamax goes frame by frame rather than by time?
Mm-hmm. Only plus one that number.
Yeah, thank you. Please do that. I appreciate that. You know, I heard they got Doom for Betamax also now too. Ted was telling me. Ted Webb, you're telling me.
Hey, Hermano.
Hey, man.
The Doom with the Rock in it, or the Doom Doom?
No, no.
Did you see that movie?
The game.
It was bad. Hello, this is Donish with.
Yes, hi. My name is Cross. I'm in an order.
Yeah, it's actually ready to go. I called your number, but you weren't there to answer. It's actually a lady, so.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna cancel it actually.
Okay, no worries, man. I was actually hungry, so it works out.
Oh, so you didn't make it at all then?
No. If you can cancel it, I'll eat it. So you're good.
How come you're so cool with it and the other lady was really mad about it?
Here's the deal, man. I understand you're on Skype. If you're the guy that's prank called all the restaurants, it's awesome because your shit's hilarious. But
okay.
That's my mom, dude. And
is she pissed off?
I don't appreciate you talking to her that way.
Is she pissed
off? I understand that you cracked up and you laughed, and you're probably not even in the city, and you probably like you can sit there behind your phone and you can piss off foreign people.
Yeah.
Because you think it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny, asshole. There seems to be a lot of people that think it's funny, I'd say. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You have like millions and millions and millions of people do. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what then? What's the problem? Yeah. Don't get snippy with me. Don't get nasty. Who do you think you are?
I haven't said anything to you.
Now you're getting kind of nasty with me. Don't be rude.
Am I? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man. I'm sorry.
Don't be a dick.
I apologize.
Can I say I'm sorry to your mom at least then?
Yeah. You're good.
No, I want to talk to her again.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Come on, I promise I won't be mean or anything. Just let me talk to her for a little bit. He's gone. I don't know. He says he knows
he's
where
the
I'm
smart scared. When they're putting through college. That's the reason they run that restaurant.
If he was gonna eat whatever you canceled, you should have asked if you could cancel a big, huge plate of cock and ask if you eat that too.
No, he's the reason they even own a restaurant to put him through American college. I bet. They say call him. You'll handle this guy.
Well, he said your shit's funny, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like he knows
yeah,
about
I wonder
you.
If he's talking about us or like Jen or maybe one of those other guys that's on YouTube.
He Googled you, dude. He Googled you.
What did he Google? Right? Cross? What because of Cross?
Cross Valente.
I didn't say Valente. I just said my name was Cross. That's all I did.
Where did the whole Cross thing come
probably
going to
get like a Christian website or something. Why don't you get high quality pens and pencils?
Yeah, you're not going to find
anything. Cross prank calls.
What about Cross prank calls? Let's see. Cross. Prank.
Prank call.
Cross connections prank call. What's that?
What is that? Red Cross prank calls? That's not cool.
Oh, Red Cross prank calls. Let's hear that. That sounds bad.
I want to give you hurricane relief.
Jesus carries the cross prank. Okay.
I'm stuck in my FEMA trailer. Help me. I can't get out.
This is in Mexico. Hang on. Let's see. Dirty Aaron's here. Look, you said he was going to be here. He is, bitch. Come on, YouTube. You can do it. Hey, Dirty Aaron. Loser.
No. Hey, it's Dirty Aaron.
Loser, 2 points. Down. Still number one in the league.
It says in Spanish, there's a problem. 7 out of 10 calls to the Red Cross are false. What?
7 out of 10?
Yeah, and it can cost lives. That's what it says here on the video.
That's cool, man. All that money we donate to the Red Cross.
Let's add one.
Is it some kind of code?
I don't know. It's just some stupid song in Spanish. I don't get it. Fuck the Red Cross.
I put another Blockbuster in there. You can ask about the Betamaxes.
Can I call the Blockbuster?
Yeah, call Blockbuster. Ask for Betamaxes.
All right, you guys talk to Blockbuster about Betamaxes. That's old shit. It's not going to go anywhere. We'll try it.
Well, I'll ask for a Laserdisc.
I want to do some more porno calls tonight.
Well, Milkman told me once. He said Laserdisc has the best sound, right, Milkman?
Yeah, that was the whole thing about. No, wait, Betamax had better video.
Yeah,
but VHS had better sound. Yeah.
Well, Laserdisc had the best.
Betamax didn't have Dolby Digital.
Hey, do you remember that game, Dragon's Den?
No.
For the arcade.
Yeah, I do.
Is that the one where you? No, that's Dragon Slayer, and it's different.
Yeah, Dragon Slayer, that's it.
The video, the Laserdisc game?
Yeah.
I sucked. I could never pass the bridge in that fucking game.
Yeah, I think you got stuck on the fucking bridge.
It was a dollar fucking play, each play, and I could never pass the fucking tentacle. I saw a guy who beat it on video. He played a video walk through the whole game. I was amazed. I was like, God, the guy figured it all out. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. What about Dragon's Slayer? What was Dragon's Lair? That was what it was.
Dragon's Lair. Yeah. Dragon's Lair. That's it. Dragon's Lair or Dragon's Den? I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh
yeah.
Wait. Are we gonna call
Blockbuster? Yeah. We'll call it Blockbuster. As far as I think, wasn't it one of the Atari guys? One of the Atari guys left to make that game.
I think the guy that did all the animation was like the ex-Disney or something like that. Oh. Which is why it was so good.
Ex-Disney, that's what it was. Yeah, okay.
Carlito, do your Mexican voice on this and tell him you just got an Atari for Christmas.
Oh, you guys are doing this. I don't want to talk to Blockbuster. You guys
this is terrorizing. You know that, right?
He isn't answering that. Fuck.
Is this Blockbuster?
Yep.
Okay, let me take this one.
All right.
Blockbuster Video Carolina speaking.
Yes, do y'all rent games? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Now we're going to hang out.
Hello?
All right, we'll try it again. I don't know what you're doing. You're hello, hello.
Hey, do you rent games?
I'm calling him back.
Yeah, what happened?
You.
This thing had an orgasm.
I'm an old age pensioner. This is making me sick.
Blockbuster Video, Carolina speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, do you guys rent games?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I'm looking for this particular game. It's called Dragon's Lair, and it's on Laserdisc. Do you guys have it?
Is it on Xbox 360 or PSD or something like that?
All I know is it comes on a big CD.
We only rent games from PS3, Xbox, Nintendo DS, and Wii.
Well, it's on a big CD. Can you look for me, please?
Okay, what is it called again?
It's called Dragon's Lair.
Looks like we don't have that here.
Oh, okay. Do you have E.T. by chance? The game?
The movie E.T.? The game E.T.?
No, the game E.T.
For PS3, Xbox, Wii...
I think it's for PS3. Can you look?
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a game for E.T. Nope, nothing's showing.
Oh, do you have a Superman 64?
Superman 64?
Yes.
That's a game?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Don't have that.
Do you have Battletoads?
Battle what?
Battletoads.
No, sir.
Do you guys have anything good?
Excuse me, I have a question. Do you have The Adventures of Nick Gers? Can you misspell it?
Is that a movie or?
It's a game. I can spell it for you.
No, I can't search something like that unless I know what system it's on.
Oh, it's supposed to be for Xbox 360.
And you said Adventures of what?
Nick, N-I-C-K. And then the last name is G-E-R-S.
No.
What did you put in?
I don't have that either.
You don't have The Adventures of Nick Gers?
No.
No? Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know. Do you have I hate Nick?
Kid off in the background.
Yeah, what's
shut that kid up?
Yeah.
Can I help you guys with anything else?
Baby.
Yeah. Do you have a boy in his blob?
What?
A boy in his blob. A boy in his blob.
That one on Wii, maybe.
Yeah, it's the one where you feed the blob little colored jelly beans, and then he.
No, we don't have that one right now.
That game was confusing. He would turn into a ladder, remember? And he'd turn into a pool table.
I don't play games, sorry.
No,
I gave him the transgender jelly bean, and then he turned from a man into a woman.
And then you fuck him.
I kind of have to go now, okay, guys? I have customers, and if you're not going to be serious, I'm going to hang up on you right
now. If you give the blob a tuna can, he turns into a big pussy, and you can fuck him.
Pussy bumpers.
You can jump in him.
Y'all remember that Toe Jam and Earl game?
Yeah, that was actually kind of good. A boy and his blob suck, because he's like, I don't know what the fuck, I throw a jelly bean at him, and it turned into a fucking ladder in the middle of nowhere where I didn't need it. Like, what? And I throw something else, and it turned into a trampoline, and I'm like, fuck this game, and I threw it out the wall.
That was
like
the whole point. That's why I started with games that just were really, really bad. I did E.T. and then Superman 64.
My mom thought it was a great idea. She's like, well, I could buy Carlos this $30 fucking game, Mario Brothers 3 when it first came out. I can either get him that for his birthday, or I can buy him five of these $5 games. It's going to be great because I think there were like five of these $10 games, whatever it was. And I'll tell you the shitty game she got. She got that Boy and His Blob. She got Home Alone. Home Alone the game.
Oh, that one was bad.
Oh, what the fuck?
Game adaptation
always bad. Second one? Was that the second one? Weird that the disc is actually good.
It was the first one. I'm trying to.
They made a second one in the actual hotel running around and shit, too.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think Rad Racer. Which is the one that
you.
Which is the one that came with the 3D glasses in the box? You know the one I'm talking about?
Top Gun.
No, it was a car racing game that was came with the red...
Mr. Potato Head.
No, Mr. Potato Head. Shut up, Milkman.
Mr. Potato
Head. Big Black Pussy Farm.
I don't know. I don't know. Two of the, but
I did like Dirty's racial idea of asking for big black pussy bumpers. That would have been good.
Yeah. Anyway,
there's some numbers I posted in the chat.
She ended up. I think to make up for it, because I made the whole big dramatic thing where I was crying. I was like, "These games suck. Why did you do this? You could have got me one good game. Instead, you stuck me with shit. I don't care." You know. And she returned them. I didn't open them. I remember she returned them to the. It was a fucking. I think it was Walmart. And she got. What was the game? There was this one NES RPG game on an island. You know what I'm talking about? It was, oh, what the fuck was that?
It's like an island adventure.
Tropics. It was something Tropics.
I thought it was Fear Island or some shit like
no.
that.
No, was it Star Tropics? Star Tropics. There was a part where you had to put something in water that came. It was a question, the password, and you had to go back to the game box, and there was a paper that you put it underwater, and it had a code.
It wasn't Adventure Island, was it? Because Adventure Island is annoying as shit.
No, that was the one, the kid that runs around with the, and he goes on a skateboard sometimes, and he hits stuff. Yeah.
I thought that was Adventure Island, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's this one with the skateboard, Adventure Island. Yeah.
Nah, I think it's Star Tropics. Look up the,
just looked at a YouTube video, and the guy's on a fucking skateboard, Adventure Island.
Yeah, that's what I said, the kid, and I just remember that you would do something, and you'd get a guy on a skateboard, yeah. He would go real fast.
The gym was really trippy. Does anybody remember that?
Which one?
There were a lot of bad.
You know what? Spy Hunter was.
There were so many games.
You know what game? Gym. You know what the game was? The shit when I first played it, which it shows my age, but I think it was like 86, 87. 87 was Spy Hunter, man. The first Spy Hunter. When that came out, that was the shit I remember.
Oh my god.
Spy Hunter. Star Tropics. The game is Star Tropics. It was a racing game that kept going and going, and it was fast, and there was, like, oil slicks and fucking... It had the music.
You have to drive up the back of the truck and get, like, upgrades and stuff.
Yeah, and you can go on a boat sometimes. So you can,
all-time favorite. What about Paperboy?
Paperboy, yeah. You know, I played Paperboy a lot on Game Boy, on the original, the first, the Dot Matrix green Game Boy, green screen Game Boy. I played a lot of... Paper Mario. I played a lot of DuckTales. DuckTales was the shit. That'd be an awesome game.
Nintendo, I think, I can't remember what it was, but you had the motorcycle. You built your own tracks and shit, and you could drive your motorcycle around. I can't remember the name of it though.
Motorcycle you drove around. I don't know, man. I miss Mega Man games. The first Mega Man games were the shit. I remember that, playing those when they would come out.
I remember Mega Man Legend, that 3D one.
You didn't play it. Yeah, the last Mega Man game I played was for Super Nintendo. Was Mega Man X. That was the last one.
Did you ever play that Metroid?
I had fun on PlayStation than I did any other system, honestly.
I played Metroid for NES, Game Boy, and for Super Nintendo. Super Metroid, one of my favorite games of all time. Super Metroid, man. That game, I played that for a whole summer, man. Again, I got the 100% completion rate and all that. I got every single fucking thing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like that if you got 100% another like 4 hours or something like that, then you got to see Samus in a bikini?
In a bikini, yeah. I could never do it. It was like you had to beat the game in 4 hours. Yeah. It wasn't
100%.
No, it wasn't 100%. Just you had to kill Mother Brain at. You had to go through the whole Mother Brain and get off the planet by 4 hours. Yeah. I don't think if you had to do 100%, that's impossible, dude. I don't know. That'd be even crazier. I'm sure it's online. YouTube is full of like those Let's Play videos. I find myself looking at people playing 8-bit and 16-bit games like and beating them and shit. There's this one cat. This guy, I don't know why I like his shit. His name is Nintendo Capri Sun on YouTube. And he does walkthroughs of games. Like, he did a walkthrough of fucking Conker's Bad Fur Day, which I tried to play, and it was way too hard, but it was really funny. And I stopped playing it. It was just too hard. But I watched this guy play it. Like, I spent, like, half a day, and he went through the whole fucking game. Like, it's, like, 50 parts. And he goes through it, and that's a game that should... That, they need to do a remake of that, Conker's Bad Fur Day.
I figured out the name of that game, Carlito. It's called Excite Bike. You remember that one?
Oh, did you build? Yeah, you did build a track for Excite Bike. Yeah,
they did make some new Conkers, man.
Yeah, you could save it on the cartridge. That's right. You're right. Yeah,
but they did make new Conkers. I forget what it's called.
Xbox
had a version for the original Xbox.
Xbox, yeah, it was like an HD version of it. I think they cleaned the color palette up a little bit and re-released it. But it wasn't. It was an upgrade from the Nintendo 64.
The 64 version looks better.
Yeah, it's more. more sharp.
Earthworm Jim, for real.
Yeah. I don't know, that Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim in my fucking pants. Come on over.
Earthworm Jim.
I farted. Well,
another thing cool, though, is that the guys who made Conker are the same guys that made GoldenEye.
Oh, Rare, yeah.
You can never shoot the midget.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's Donkey Kong.
Yeah, the story, as it goes, what happened was they had, and it was true. I remember watching the news on Conker's. It used to be just be Conker's Quest, and it was this cute little squirrel story jumping around the forest and the la 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 la. And then Nintendo, like, was starting to get feedback. They were like, yeah, you made, you know, you've made, like, four games at this point already. You had, what, Banjo-Kazooie. They had fucking Zelda was kind of like that. Mario was kind of like that. What else? They had a few different franchises that came out, and it was the same thing. This cutesy kind of, Donkey Kong 64 was another one. Anyway, so they said, you got to do something different. And they were like, well, dude, we're like fucking 70% done on the whole fucking game, and Nintendo's like, no, you gotta, you know, do something different. So they basically took the story and they turned it into like this vile, disgusting story where you're playing in shit, like a mountain that's made of shit, and then you fight a shit monster and there's cursing in it.
The shit monster is still the best boss in any game, I think.
Yeah, yeah. There's the one female squirrel you're trying to save has like these big titties that bounce all the time and shit. Yeah, that game is awesome, man.
Hey, you know what I was going to tell you, Carlito, not to get, you know, getting off the subject a little bit from the last week's Thanksgiving show, cracked me the fuck up when how you went about getting Ernie's fucking information and then talking to him.
Yeah.
He about busted a fucking nut. This is terrorizing. You know that, right?
Terrorizing.
I really would like to talk to him.
He's not answering.
This is the horse.
He's not answering. He's not answering.
He's fucking terrified. He's fucking hiding.
I'll put some numbers in the Skype if y'all want to call more numbers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm looking. And Nunu's got is reminding us that Rotherham had their election today. And we got a lot of numbers in there in England. Let's call some UK numbers. Hey, Brent, you're there. Brent Westwood. What's going on?
Yeah, I want to call the UK.
All right, yeah. I know you were there. I wasn't interacting much with you. Hey, man, what's going on? Did you pick a show night? Because the Gillycast kids are thinking about picking a night also. So we might have
What I was asking you on the Skype chat the other day. I don't know. I've been talking to the Cobra about he likes Saturday, and I don't have a preference, really.
Okay, no worries.
But since I would probably have to start at like this time, like 9:30 Pacific time.
Pacific, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's Saturday, so fuck it. Yeah, you can go.
But when KDK go on?
He's done by then, if he even goes on at all.
Fuck KDK.
Yeah, and don't even worry about it.
Fuck KDK. Oh,
like sex men, basically.
Yeah,
so.
by that time, if KDK is doing a show, by that time he's playing music and drunk and cursing, or just not doing anything yet.
He hasn't did a show in 2 weeks, has he?
No, he hasn't. Not really, no.
The only way I've figured out how to make my audio work is just by looping just speakers and then right in the internal mic. So I still haven't worked that all out. But
just tell him to fuck off anyway. So.
Yeah, I know. Well, the other thing is that every time I try and do the recording thing on the encoder, it fails whenever I go to kick the stream. So I haven't figured out how to record it either. So
it fails?
Yeah, maybe I can get with you on Saturday or something, or Sunday. And
yeah, I can do the settings for you remotely. Like, remember I connected remotely last time?
I
can go in there. That I can take care of for you. Boom, boom, boom. Make sure. Because I can kick it on my end and then go right in and you know, so you don't have to sit there. I can be like, all right, try now. I'll set it up for you. Yeah.
Well, what else was happening is that it's hard to start the show when you have zero numbers, so. So I gotta do some work on my own to get the numbers and stuff.
I can get you numbers if you'll tell me the day.
Yeah, we gotta come up, pick a night. Yeah, if you pick a night, then we can start.
Then get people sending me numbers and shit.
Dude, I'm going to play this fuck on Saturdays. I can help you out with numbers, too.
See, there you go.
Yeah, so Saturday seems to be pretty good for a lot of people because... It seems to be good for everybody except for my wife.
Okay.
Well, she can always just call up like 86 people. Get numbers.
The 86 people on the internet... I think I'm gonna try and make them happy.
Right. Hey, Carlito, did by any chance our RBCP come through with any customer numbers? No, like the fucking Walgreens customers from last week.
Right now, thanks for reminding me. He sent in some Facebook numbers, people that have posted their phone numbers on Facebook. That is what I've got.
I could believe the lady from Thanksgiving. I couldn't believe the lady from Thanksgiving, when I was being the supervisor, allowed me to call her a bitch like five or six times, and she never hung up.
Yeah, I know. All right, so look, Aaron, you want to call England, and then I'll get those numbers from Brad here up real quick. All right, fine. I'm gonna post some in the chat and the Skype chat here.
Oh yeah.
Give me a few seconds, and I'll fire one off.
Any of y'all played Halo 4?
Nope.
Fine.
Do you have Halo 4 on weed?
On weed?
No, I was just saying, if y'all play Halo, like, you can add me on Xbox.
No, Halo 4 on weed.
Y'all seem like no time to Xbox.
Yeah, I don't have an Xbox, so no, I have not. I played 1 through 3.
Halo 4.
I've been debating on buying an Xbox 360.
I might do that. They got a $99 version right now.
If you agree to pay
earlier, for... Speaking of gaming, did you watch the EVE Online New Eden Open tournament at all? Of the matches?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't done any... I didn't play any EVE. I still got that recurring. I haven't been playing it, though. Why? What's up? What happened? Was there craziness going on?
They had a $10,000 purse tournament.
A purse? You got a purse of $10,000?
That's kind of a coach purse.
Was it like a Dolce & Gabbana purse?
Nice. That's like a coach purse, man. My wife wants one of those for Christmas. I'm going to get her one.
Just get her a knockoff.
It's not a $99 version of an Xbox. So I was just going to tell you this real quick. It's if you tell them you'll pay for 2 years live and commit to it and pay for the first month, they'll give you a coupon to get one of those 250 gigs with two free games for $99 at GameStop.
Wow. No thanks. I don't want to commit to 2 years of Xbox Live.
Why use it anyway?
Nah, it's like my PS3.
I'm a PC guy.
Is there a difference between PS3 and Xbox when it comes to the graphics? There isn't really, right?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. There is a hair better.
I like the Xbox 360 better than PlayStation 3.
Hmm.
Well, here's the thing, though, is Xbox is 720p, PS3 is 1080.
You can get 1080 on an Xbox. What are you talking about?
You can get 3D.
Are you talking 1080i or 1080p? There's a difference.
You can get 1080p on Xbox.
You can get 1080p on Xbox.
Yeah, they have HDMI cables now, dude. The new models.
All right, Aaron wants to do a prank call. Quiet, bud.
Right. Shut up.
Enough. First one on the list. James Bentley.
Who's taking it?
No,
Aaron.
Okay, I'll dirty her and go.
Yes, hello there.
Hello?
Hello, yes, this is James.
Who's asking?
Yes, this is Brent. Is this James Bentley at 50 Oliver's Way?
Is who, sorry?
Is this James Bentley?
Who's asking?
My name is Brent Westwood.
And where are you calling from?
The United States.
Right.
All right, can I ask you some questions now?
Not really, it's 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, I don't really care about that. So my friends think that the Xbox has better graphics than the PlayStation 3. What do you think?
I don't use either.
No, what do you got? You like play online games, like PC or what?
No, man.
That was good.
We lost fucking Milkman and the caller, son of a bitch.
Yeah, Milkman's mad. Fuck.
Call him back. I think he's an EVE Online player.
Just an EVE Online player.
I like my 360 because I got like 30 games for on that holiday for like a fair bit.
What happened with that dust? That dust game? That dust shit? What happened with that?
What game?
Dust. The one that was supposed to be tied with EVE. Zyklon, what happened with that?
It's on schedule for release. I don't know when it's coming out.
Hey, we got you back. So it's on schedule to be released, but no one's really... All right, whatever.
What happened? We lose Skype, or I just got dropped?
You got dropped. We picked you up.
I have a quick question for Milkman about his CPAP machine. Do you also take that off your face and put it on your balls like an athletic cup to feel the pressure?
Oh, yeah.
That has to be Ken, man. I know Ted would never have that. What is really great, like if you get... Huh?
This is Ted Webb.
It's really great if you get constipated. You just insert the nozzle and become an anal inflator, man. You just blast out a gasser and you're in business, man.
And then you do some space docking after that.
Space docking.
In all honesty, though, Milkman, have you considered doing the surgery? Because I know I was diagnosed, but the surgery fixed it.
What, the sex change?
Surgery,
like,
dude, I'll tell you. A lot of people think surgery is an answer to a lot of things, but I've actually talked to several people who's had it done. It grows back, man. The tissue in your throat, like around like where the epiglottis, that little punch of the uvula thing there hangs down, and that tissue around the epiglottis will stretch back out, and it'll come back anyway. So it has a lot to do with the physiological design of your neck. I've got almost no neck. I'm huge shoulders and a giant head, so that's why
I'm talking about oral sex. I got 20-inch neck.
Stretch your back.
UK Godfather is here.
UK Godfather, the British Satan is here. Hey.
British creepy fucker.
Hey, British creepy man.
Where's our pentagram?
I was really excited to hear fucking the White Devil come out in the earlier fucking call.
Oh, the White Devil's starting to come out again, yeah. Hey, James, we're calling.
That was nice, man. Look right out of the closet.
James Bentley wants to talk about computer games.
Yeah, here we go. James Bentley.
Does the White Devil have his French fries?
No, quit.
If we do the drawing thing for Christmas and I get you, Carlito, I'm getting you Just Dance 4.
Who's calling? Who's taking this one?
Aaron.
I got this.
Salami nipples.
I love you. James? Yes, hello there. Is James there? Mr. Bentley, this is Brent Westwood calling. Mr. having a problem with your water? Hello? Winker?
He ain't talking.
He's not talking. Well, let's call some. Call somebody else, I think.
James Boner.
I'm going to jerk off on his wife's face.
Wow.
Wow, very nasty. Very nasty of you.
That's just how I roll.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
Hey, you monster. I want to speak with James, please.
Who's it speaking, please?
This is Cross, you monster.
Sorry?
You're an animal, woman.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Put James on. Why'd you do that, man? That's not cool, man.
Who's the next one?
She's gonna put James on. You had to come and say fuck yes.
We're supposed to ask about the election. Did they elect the president there?
Yeah, the election. The election, yeah. Yes, the election.
Hello?
Yes, is James?
Hello?
Is it James?
Is James there?
Hey, is this James?
It is.
Yes, this is Larry. I'm from the Water Authority. I'm calling because we have an abnormally large amount of black water coming from your facility. Hello?
Yay, he hung up. Yay, Zyklon. Yay.
I heard nobody was talking, so I just ran with it.
All right,
that's the quickest hang up of the night.
Yeah. What the hell's your problem? You're so stupid, UK Godfather. Why do you do that?
Take the microphone out of your mouth.
What do you breathe like that, man?
Take it out of your mouth.
Is in the UK.
I'm not breathing.
The deep air from your anus immediately.
But he was going.
Yeah. Bye. You do it again, I'm cutting you off.
I'll tell you what, since I quit smoking, I breathe so good.
That's good, man. Good for you.
That's what she said.
Yeah, it is, man. It was hard at first, but it's easy now.
James, shut up. Talk to James.
No.
Hello?
Hi, James.
Hello?
James.
5:20 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I have down here in the computer that you didn't vote today. There was an election and you didn't participate.
I think you did.
Yeah, did you not vote in the election today?
What?
I'm printing ballots. All the ballots are printing. I don't know what happened there. The dot matrix went crazy. Sorry about that. That was really loud.
5:21, please.
Yes, hello?
Can I do one?
Hello?
Yes, can I do one, please?
Oh, God, shut up. Hello, James? Oh, do yourself, UK Godfather. Why don't you do yourself? Huh? In the middle of a call, can I do one? We're in the middle of trying to do a call. Think before you talk, UK Godfather. Think about it, what you're doing. And your brain. Boy. Put it in your head and think about it first.
722927.
722927.
I'm an old.
Anyway, guys, it's been happy to be on the show. I actually have to go ahead and go. But
okay, bye.
Talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Echo fucker.
Bye.
And a fucking windstorm over there.
Jesus Christ. Both of those. They breathe through their mouth, don't they?
The fucking Darth Vader on the other line.
Come on, UK Godfather. Stop breathing like that, man.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're breathing into the stupid mic. We can hear it.
When you're not talking, mute yourself.
Yeah. We got a Pantech cell phone, AT&T. It slides up to the full keyboard. Everything works. This is posted by DeathFox. DeathFox. Yeah. DeathFox.
The name's right above it.
Name is Crispy. Thank you.
That's my name.
Close Lolly posted. That's his name?
Yes, sir.
Shut up! I hate you. I hate UK Godfather. I hate him. Hello?
Hello?
Chris Lolly?
Hey, what?
Is it Chris?
Yes, there it is.
You have a Pantech cell phone AT&T machine that slides up and the keys are there and you can talk on it?
Yes.
Okay, and you're... How much are you asking for? $30?
I do.
Is it GSM or APP?
Hello?
Is it GSM or APP? Stupid.
Yes, it's AT&T.
Is it APP, AT&T, or LTE? Tell that stupid kid to shut up.
Say what?
What, do you have an autistic kid?
Hello?
Do you have a stupid autistic kid?
Hello?
What do you have, a stupid autistic kid?
I don't think it's there. Now?
What do you have, a stupid autistic kid?
What? Who the fuck is this?
Well, there's a stupid kid yelling at him trying to buy the cell phone from you. And you guys, what, is that kid autistic?
I don't appreciate you calling my kid stupid. Well, she is not autistic.
Does she have Asperger's? Does she, what's her, why is she crying? Does she pee the bed?
Who the fuck is this? Because I think you called my number before.
No, I'm looking to get the phone.
Yeah, but you don't need to be judging other people's kids because they're crying.
Well, why
I don't appreciate that. I don't care if you're trying to buy my phone or not.
Why is she crying? Is she okay? Does she need something?
Yeah, she's okay.
Does she need her bottle?
Is anyone else getting out of the table? Anyone
that's
got to
be your neighbor, isn't it?
What the
no, there's a fucking echo.
Where's the echo from?
I don't know. Let's redo the call, all right, shits? Bye.
Okay. Redo the call.
All right. Shut up.
Okay.
All right, just a moment while I get everyone else here. Got to get Milkman back on.
Have you ever noticed I always find them angry rednecks? I don't know how.
What's that guy? I don't appreciate you calling my kid stupid.
You called
Rock stupid. Wait, that triggers a lot of shit. I think, wasn't it Brent that told someone to shut their fucking kids up?
Yeah.
She went off, and then someone was like, shut your fucking dogs up, who were obviously hurt.
He's thinking it, but he can't say it.
He's a bad father.
There's another one. They trying to sell a 52-inch TV with the bulb going off.
Hey, Mr. Autistic. King of the Autistics. Yay, Milkman.
Okay. Howdy, motherfuckers.
I'm reconnecting everyone on Skype real quick here.
That actually wouldn't be a bad deal there for that projection TV for $100. It probably cost $100 for a bulb. It wouldn't be a bad deal.
No. Do we have? Was it just the four of us? Milkman, Ken, Aaron, and Death Fox?
No,
I think that's it.
Yeah, you banished UK Godfather and Zyklon.
Okay, good.
For mouth breathing.
Mouth breathing.
There was one more, but I forget who it was.
All right, well, let's continue and do pranks then. They'll have to call back. Wait their turn. Lonesome sending in more numbers in the UK. We'll get to those. Let me see.
I'll look up some more in the US, some more potentially angry people.
A lot of them are angry if you just tell them to shut the fuck up at any point.
Yeah, no, that seems to work out pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember I was watching this. I watched this documentary about some Indian people.
Okay.
It's about some kids that burned dead bodies. Something fucking weird. Anyway, But they kept saying all the kids. They would say motherfucker, like it was subtitled, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they said marichod like fucking 100 times, these kids. I was kind of giggling to myself.
Oh, that's cool. So you know what it means. Yeah.
I started repeating that to a kid. He's an Indian kid I played this fucking online game with. I was like, what's that mean, buddy? And he just starts fucking LOL. He's laughing. He's like, where the fuck did you learn that word at?
Yeah. Yeah, I said it to some of the guys at work. They thought it was pretty funny. All right, we got more.
I thought we were going to prank call your work, your old job.
Not yet. I have a plan.
It's too soon.
No, it's too soon.
Okay.
Too soon, man. Too soon. James Coggan in the UK. Who wants to call the UK? Anybody other than me?
They're never funny to me.
No, you UK. Don't. They're never funny. Like, you don't like them, or they're not good when you do them. What do you mean?
No, they're just not. They don't ever do nothing. They just get snotty and they.
Get snotty.
James, I just want to finish my I'll try one, but
hello.
It'll suck.
Yeah.
James about?
Sorry?
Hello, is James about?
Who the hell are you ringing at this time?
My name is Brent Westwood, and I got a lot of shit to do.
I was going to say I'm Kent Eastwood.
Kent Eastwood.
I'm your cousin from
Kent,
the East.
Kent Eastwood. Okay.
Yeah, I'm your cousin from the East, man.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, the blood owl. All right.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am.
Right. Alan David, then it is. Hey, Governor.
David.
Or David Allen. Alan David. David Allen. Yeah.
Who's going to do it? Yep.
Let me start.
Okay.
Welcome to voicemail.
No, I don't want voicemail.
The person is unavailable. Please leave a message.
No.
Get one of them to start singing Henry the Eighth, I am. I bet you can't.
Henry the Eighth, I am?
Yeah, I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. If you get one to start singing it with you.
I don't know musicals, dude. Why do you know musicals, man? It's pretty gay. No offense. No answer here. Moving right along, next on the list.
Call that James Coogan.
James Coogan? All right, we'll do that. Here we go, James Coogan, because we got a lot of shit to do tonight.
Call that dude with his kid back.
I got a lot of shit to do.
Oh, they left it off the hook, these people, I think.
Oh, they've been prank called before.
Yeah, yeah. Or they just know. They're smart ones.
You've called my house before, haven't you?
We should call that lady back. You know, the Kmart lady. I wonder just to know. Did she go to Kmart? Like, what happened?
I saved that number to that brothel.
I'm just thinking about a manager calling from one of those stores.
Welcome to
like
voicemail.
That.
The person you have called is unavailable.
Calling the layaway customer and saying, I got a lot of shit.
Every time I think about that, I got a lot of shit to do.
Yeah.
That's that brothel we called on Thanksgiving, and that whore was on the phone.
The whore?
Yeah. And sometimes if you call late at night, you can get a dude, the legless guy on the phone that's really funny.
Yeah, we called for the legless guy last time, and it was some whore.
Yeah, but she talked to you a while, didn't she?
Yeah, but she wasn't very funny, you know?
You never
I think we should make the movie Dirty Work the official Madhouse Radio movie.
Dirty Work with Artie Lang and
Artie Lang.
Norm MacDonald?
Norm MacDonald and, Chris Farley.
Chris Farley, that's his last movie. That's his last movie, man.
Yeah, I think they had to truck the cocaine in to get that movie done with Artie Lang and fucking... They must have had speedballs on fucking
Farley,
order.
Man. Can you imagine Lang, Artie Lang?
Farley and Lang, yeah, just trying to get through, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, I remember about 2 months before he died, I read a magazine article on my lunch break in Us Magazine, and this reporter spent a weekend with Chris Farley. This is about maybe 3 months, I'd say, maybe four before he died. And he said the guy, he was talking about how he was using cocaine, and he was sweating all the time and jumpy. He was licking dollar bills at some point. It was like the guy followed him for a weekend, and like it was like he went to a Lakers game and he started yelling at Shaq, and Shaq told him to shut up. And like all the people in the Lakers game were like, yeah, Chris Farley, you're awesome. And then he got some Playboy models at his house, and they were doing coke in the hot tub at the end of it. And literally like 3 months after that, the guy basically left you thinking like, Chris Farley is a funny man. He's talented, but he's out of control, you know, and he's, you know, he's headed, you know, for something really bad. And like 3 months later, the overdose happened.
Yeah.
I want to find that article, man. I remember that it was us. Yeah.
There's a lot of fucking funny men that went down too early. Like fucking John Candy, he was pretty fucking good too.
Jim Belushi?
Yeah, they should have took Dan Aykroyd and kept Jim Belushi. Should have made a trade there.
What'd Dan Aykroyd ever do to you?
He stopped making fucking movies.
They could have took his brother, the other Belushi. I'd rather they take him.
Oh, James?
Yeah.
GM?
They could have,
Nunez says that there was an election.
Yeah, that's what I keep. I keep trying to get to the point where I'm telling them about the election, but I keep fucking around. This is that city, Rotherham, is it? Rotherham. Yeah.
Did they elect a black man for president?
I don't think so. Rotherham is just a city. I don't even know what they had. Maybe a mayor or a lord, sir mayor of the city. Farley was featured in an article in U.S. magazine detailing his destructive behavior. Yeah, titled "Chris Farley on the Edge of Disaster," and like 3 months after that came out, they found him dead in his Chicago apartment. Wasn't it his hooker? Like he was the hooker, and the hooker could have probably saved him, but she left when he collapsed, foaming at the mouth. She just left, scared. Instead of calling, at least calling for help or an ambulance, they say he might have survived.
You know, would do CPR training with the prostitutes like they do in the league, where the legal,
yeah,
you got to get your card.
You know, yeah, they need to. They got to be registered.
You got to do the sex testing.
Sex testing on a weekly basis, exactly.
And then they got to have their CPR card for the cocaine
and tax it appropriately. Right.
That's right. The only place where I do cocaine is off of a prostitute's breast.
Oh yeah, like in RoboCop.
No. The best is off the prostitute's ass. I don't know what you're doing,
dude. Like fucking RoboCop, like man, like you know, like Paul Morton on the fucking RoboCop. Remember, you know, guys, know what I'm talking about in the RoboCop movie when that's how you do coke. That new RoboCop movie is coming out, and they showed some better pictures of the Robo suit, and it's actually looking kind of cool. But he's got one normal hand apparently. Like they were able to save his right hand, so he's all robotic.
That's his jacking hand.
Yeah, he got to keep his jacking hand. Yeah, they're taking.
I like the new Judge Dredd. He wants
the warm hand for his jacking hand. Yeah, he's like,
that new Judge Dredd is pretty good.
I haven't seen the new Judge Dredd. You know, I remember seeing the first one that was really shitty in the 90s. I'm surprised they gave it another shot.
The second one looked pretty weak from the trailer.
No, it was pretty good. I like the first one though. Be honest with you, I am the law.
I am the law. You know what was shitty was the new Total Recall. Saw that piece of shit.
Yeah, replacing Schwarzenegger with fucking Colin Farrell. You can't do that.
Yeah, and then you know another thing. Skyfall. I'm a big Bond fan. Skyfall. Saw it. It was good.
Casino Royale. That was the last good one.
Yeah, I agree. I would put it in the top three of Bond movies since I've been alive. I've been alive since 79, so I guess the first one would be like Moonraker. So Moonraker up until now.
Talking about remakes, Red Dawn, the remake actually looks pretty decent.
Which one?
Red Dawn.
Yeah, but again, they were supposed to be Chinese invaders, and now they're North Korean. They edited Chinese. Them out. Yeah.
They were Chinese in original. In original, they were Russian and Cuban and Russian.
Yeah, through Mexico. But this time around here, what occurred is they filmed the movie and all the dialogue. They were talking about a Chinese invasion, And they decided through from pressure from Chinese entities against the movie studio, they decided to change to it's a North Korean invasion, which is less plausible. How would you think that North Korea would invade the United States?
They looked
States?
At it because of the movie markets, because they could still make money if they change it to North Korea. They could still make movie over the Chinese market.
Yeah, because they're never going to show it in North Korea anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They said that movie was made in 2010 and actually was on a shelf for about 2 years.
Yeah. Because MGM went through his trouble, yeah. And that's why RoboCop was taking so long to film. RoboCop was supposed to come out like two or three years ago. Yes, Milkman, go ahead.
Hey, did we call back at Second Indian Restaurant yet, or is that off the table now?
I did. Remember the guy said that we're prank callers or whatever, right?
I bought that for $1.
Oh, okay. I got confused. Never mind. Sorry, I got a message in.
You cracked me up, Death Fox. I'd buy that for $1. I'd
buy that for
$1. Talk about my mom.
Yeah, there's a lot. That's a really quotable movie. You know, I'd buy that for $1. Bitches leave. What else you got? Thank you for your cooperation. Good night. Dead or alive, you're coming with me. All of this
fucking what was his name? The fucking bad guy in the first one, the main dude. I forget his name.
Clarence Boddicker.
I forget his real name, but he was sitting there with the fucking shotgun, fucking tracking his fucking hand and shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Kurtwood Smith, that's his name.
Yeah, he's from That 70s Show, whatever.
I hope they do the commercials on the new one, like they had the commercials every few minutes.
Yeah, like for the SUX, that car, the S7000 SUX.
Yeah, I'll buy that for $1 guy.
Yeah, well, no, there was a car, too. There was some car commercial. It got, like, you know, 2 miles for the gallon. Like,
like a Mustang or something?
Yeah, it looked like a Pontiac, you know? It was like the 6000 SUX, and the commercial had a fucking T-Rex in it or something, remember?
the 6000 SUX.
Yeah,
It's
like bigger's back. Yeah.
They had the ad.
Bigger is back.
they had the ad with the lady to put all the like real thick blue sunscreen on. It was fucking Salma Hayek.
That was the second one, right?
It cannot come out into the sun until now.
Yeah, and at the end it said that the product might cause cancer. Yeah,
it does cause cancer.
Yeah, this product causes cancer. Yeah. Anyway, listen, let's do some more prank calls. We've been talking about all over the place here tonight. Very talky tonight. Very talky show. But that's fine.
We're going to talk about Death Fox, about how he's not allowed in liquor stores anymore due to his family.
Is that why he's sober tonight? They said they cut you off?
No, that's liquor stores. I just can't drink liquor.
All right. Calling here. We're calling somebody.
No, I drank last night. So I'm not drinking every day.
Let me do this. John Ashmore, bitch. John Ashmore.
Hello?
Hi, is this...
No, John died 6 months ago.
Oh, my goodness. Is that why he didn't vote today?
That's about as good as when fucking Brent Westwood called about, hey, did you lose your credit card? Matter of fucking fact, I did.
It's Canadian. What's the area code on
that? Welcome to the messaging service.
This is straight up like a U.S. number to dial Canadian.
There you go.
Yep.
It says it's open to 2 a.m., so it should be open. It might not be. I don't know.
In Alberta? Is that a bad part of town?
I don't know, man. I don't live in Canada.
Yeah, they're out of fucking control up there in Canada with those hockey sticks.
It's funny. You kind of have a Canadian accent.
Yeah. Might be closed. I don't know. I don't know if they're 1 hour ahead there.
Fuck.
Connie speaking.
Yes. Hi. I wanted to know about getting some of that Pessoa. Pessoa. Do you have Pessoa?
What is that?
It's a liqueur.
Liqueur. And it's called. It starts with a P.
P.
Pessoa.
Pessoa, it's a passion fruit fucking liqueur.
Passion fruit.
It makes the girls wet down there, my friend was saying, Milkman. Well?
I'm looking to see if we have anything called that, and I don't see anything.
Well, what about you? You're a woman. You sound like you're a woman. What gets your vaginal secretions flowing a little bit down there?
My girlfriend.
In your vagina.
My girlfriend does.
Yeah, but what drink?
Usually breezers. not liqueurs.
So how you have like how many of those? Like two or three?
Yeah.
That's fucking nice. And what happened? Do you lay down? Does she muff dive at all, or was she after you've had?
Well, you know what? That's an inappropriate conversation.
Well, you have a girlfriend. It sounds hot. You know, tell me about her. Like, is she cute?
I'm not gonna tell you about her, but I got work to do.
I'll tell you about my girlfriend. You tell me about.
Well,
yours.
That's okay. I don't need to know about your girlfriend. You don't need to know about my girlfriend. I'm going to hang up the phone. Have a good night.
What size is she? She threw her girlfriend out in front of my face like I was going to face
me. Oh, yeah.
She thought it would trip you up.
Yeah, so like, fine, yeah, let's talk about your girlfriend. Is she hot?
Man, throw you off your game.
If she wants to hang with the boys, she better, you know, bring it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you want to hang out with the men.
You better learn to polish some bags.
Lickety split.
You better learn to talk shit about your girlfriend. You're not married yet. We can talk about.
She was totally trying to bait you in that conversation. Well, I got a girlfriend.
Wait after you've been chewing on that beef for another 10 years. That'll get her breast smelling good.
Hey, Carlito, ask the next liquor store if they have the Madhouse BBPP vodka.
BBPP vodka?
Yeah, the big black pussy pumpers.
Oh, what the fuck?
by the Madhouse. Madhouse is the fucking brand.
Here, you ask him, because that's nasty. You want to ask?
Well, I think Ken wants to ask.
All right, fine.
I'll do it.
I think that Brent Westwood's fucking line right there.
Kent Eastwood.
Somebody better do it.
I'll do it. Madhouse, what is it?
BBPP.
And it means what? Top it out.
Big black pussy bumpers. What the fuck is that? Big black pussy
bumpers. Our store hours are Monday to Thursday.
Whatever.
Bollocks.
It's like right under it.
No, that's been a joke for a while among some of my friends because we did a white elephant gift exchange, and that was the... Then my friends got the most obnoxious porno they could find and brought it to the White Elephant gift exchange, and let's just say I took it home. Sick. I stole for that shit.
Yeah, that's a good one, you know. So, but isn't White Elephant supposed to be less than $1 or $1 or less?
Well, I guess you just set it up, but you know, it's what it is you bring in different things. Like, there's actually a couple websites you look at. So one, I think at that same one, this lady friend of ours, she brought in a giant blow up picture of herself, and that was kind of hilarious. And then at one, we did White Elephant for my company party, and I brought in a number 10 can of nacho cheese.
Nice. White Elephant's a fun game. I like that game. That's fun. We play it with dollar store things I hang out.
Don't call the one I just.
But I like the idea for the high roller one. You know, we go do some high rolling. You know, maybe White Elephant for some
$20 or something.
For some real money, right, fucker? Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Don't call the 7371 because they're not open until 11. The other one's open until 2. I just linked. What? I just found the store hours for these things.
For $20, Cross over there can get you about a case of those big fake rubber titties and shit from the dollar store.
Yeah, man.
I think you can get a fleshlight for $20.
Nah, you can't get a fleshlight for $20, man. Fleshlights are pretty.
You get a used one.
Yeah.
Maybe on site. Sick fucking. Maybe on site one day you'd luck out.
Hey, you know what? Jin was telling me that there's something else that he got called the egg, some kind of fucking egg.
And is it for boys and girls, the egg or something?
No, it's like some kind of it's like the fleshlight, but it's like a little egg shape, and you can use it like two or three times. He said it's like 10 times better than the fleshlight.
That guy is sick fuck. Yeah, well, I also heard you could buy liver and warm it up in the microwave. But.
Well, that's true. No, you leave it out on top of the TV, man. I talked about that because it's true. You put
another
that on
story the, I heard was old Jim was banging out fucking 15-year-olds, so you don't take him at his word.
16-year-olds. 16-year-olds, dude.
Well, no, she just turned 16, France. So she, technically she was right on the border.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, all right, let's do a prank call here. Here's the call, and I'm going to do it. It's here.
Who's doing? Hello?
Hello?
Is it John?
Yeah, I said hi to her, and she just listened. She hung up.
Well, you didn't say this is...
Well, I didn't get a chance. Yeah, I said hi.
The person you're calling is on the phone.
I was going to say something after I said hi, but she wouldn't have none of it.
Welcome to the messaging service.
Fuck me. All right. That's another RoboCop quote. John did not answer. However, TGI Fridays in Guam is here. Maybe they'll answer. Maybe they're stupid. Probably, because those people are all stupid. They're waterheads there. You know that? You tilt their heads and the water comes out. Maybe that's like that guy that we just talked a little bit earlier with the autistic kid. He's a waterhead kid. That's horrible. So, yeah, man, Aaron, come up with a night, you know, for the show, and you got the whole, every you get, right now it's open except for Thursday
night. Yeah, right, yeah, no, I got, yeah, I'll do it.
And then Gillycast is going to come on.
Should do Fridays.
Can I say hello?
Yes, hi, is this TGI Fridays where you have ice cream?
This is TGI Fridays corporate office.
Yeah, you have 50 flavors of ice cream there.
No, I don't think so.
This can't be International Friday's ice cream?
No.
Oh, man. Huh? Which ice creams do you have there?
We just have the regular Friday Sunday.
You don't have a soft serve there that you can make with peanuts?
No, sir, sorry.
Well, what about the meats? Hello? Let me call back. I don't know, that was stupid and weird, but let me see if I can get her back.
Get some hot sausage on your wet banana split.
She said it's corporate, so that's an office.
They only have one phone there, the corporate headquarters in Guam. They all sit around it. Anyway.
I love when we talk to Ernie. Fuck, he's gonna trace your number, have you fucking thrown in jail.
He's gonna have you thrown, yep, I love it,
he's
too.
He's getting fucking progressively more and more fucking threatening each year.
Yeah, last time he said, you know, Sam cursing me out.
I just posted a number in the Skype chat. It's Bell.
Okay.
It's right next to Piccadilly Circus in the UK. And when I talked to them last time, they said that it's like a rock star hotel. Like, as I said, we were going to come in with, like, bondage, and I offered to put the girl in bondage and stuff like that.
Do you offer to put her in bondage? Holy shit. Yeah. All right. Give me a second. I'm calling this puss in Guam, then we'll
call them. I'm getting happy.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to make an order, please.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to make an order, please.
An order?
Yep.
Are you calling for Outrigger?
Mm-hmm. I'm calling to order a woman to come to my room, please. Do you have a woman here? Hello? Come on.
She didn't like your eating.
Did you hear the recording beep at the start?
Mm-hmm. I did. I like doing these calls where I chew. I just sound like such an asshole.
I put a number in the thing down there for a deep freeze. Here, I'll go find some back page numbers.
Yeah, this is the resort. The resort front desk. Yeah, I need a woman.
Excuse me, sir?
I need a woman companion, please. A woman for companionship?
For companion for?
For me.
Hello?
Yeah, for me. A companion for me, a companion lady.
I'm sorry, I don't understand you. What's the reason for?
What's the reason for what? What do you mean?
This is the one.
Okay. Yeah. I need a woman. Yeah, I want a woman. Yeah. Will a woman come to my room and sit on my bed with me?
I'm sorry, we don't provide the kind of like that. Maybe you made a wrong phone call.
Well, what local? Local place. If I'm staying at the resort, what place locally provides girls?
Hello, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand you.
You know that can send a girl to my room to be with me, a woman?
Abdel?
Mm-hmm.
May I have your room number, sir?
Number 12?
I need a room number.
12. Shit, damn it.
12?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we don't have a room number 12.
Is it 112 then?
112?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, we don't have a room number 112.
12B.
Sorry, we don't have it.
Okay. What room am I in then?
I don't have your name on the system. I'm so sorry, can you...
when did I give you my name?
Can you take your telephone number and call back?
When did I give you my name? Huh?
Hello?
Where did I give you my name? When? When did I give you my name?
Hello?
Tell me, when did I give you my name? I never gave you my name.
Yes?
Oh, my God. When did I give you my name? Yeah?
Okay, so may I have one more time?
Okay.
Hello?
Number 12.
Hello? Yeah. May I have your name one more time?
My name is number 12.
Hello?
Number 12.
Yes, that's why we don't have a number 12.
Oh. Well, you're stupid then, right, asshole?
Hello, sir. I can't communicate with you anymore. Well,
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. You're a stupid asshole. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, you stupid bitch.
Chingatu male way.
That was a stupid call.
Dump it. Hello, sir. Hello.
Hello.
I found a girl in San Diego for $80.
Well,
that's cheap.
Fucking Artie's in luck.
Well?
Yeah, I see that you're willing to provide a great experience. No games. Hello.
Call me in block.
Oh, I'm calling from the hotel. Oh, man.
A bitch is paranoid of the police right there. Call me on black, motherfucker. Let me check my number.
Call me on black. Call me on black.
call her back and just play the porno music down the line. Let me do my shit to her.
This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. I'm trying to see if I call her on black.
Wait, let me find a really ghetto person.
If I call on block, it won't answer, probably.
Did we get any peach fuzz tonight? What? Come on now.
No peach fuzz.
Play it.
That is ridiculous. $80. Who's going to do that for $80?
I don't know, man. There's always somebody who wants to do that shit, man. What can you do?
I think Death Fox should call him Wheel and try to deal with her. Like, for $80, I could get two fucking fat chicks. You got to bring the price down.
I could. I'm from the South. Everything's cheaper.
I get two fat bitches named Brittany that weigh 300 pounds for that price. You need to fucking bring it down.
Here we go. Here's a number. I'm pasting it right now.
Well, in the meantime, I'm trying to see if I can get the first one to go here. For some reason, it's not coming up with my little doohickey to call on blog. Fuck.
Oh, shit. Look at that fucking ad he just posted. He posted a little fucking spinner right there. Holy shit. 108 pounds and fucking 36D tits. You get the fuck out of here, you lying bitch. You lying bitch.
Those pictures.
I thought I had the Google Voice plugin installed. What the f? Damn it, man. Give me a second. I gotta download this. Because the other one's gonna want it too. You'll see. We're gonna need this unblocking thing.
Baby. Hey,
you
ever watch the Police Academy with old fucking pretends to be fucking a Jimi Hendrix?
Jimi Hendrix, who did the guy that makes the noises?
Yeah, Jones. I think it was in number 6 when we put the fucking afro on. He was in the club fucking trying to be Jimi Hendrix and shit.
Oh, because the power went out in the comedy club?
Right. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. I love those Police Academy movies when I was a kid.
Fuck, yeah, I love the Police Academy franchise.
That needs a reboot too, man. Need a new guy.
Nah, you can't redo that. Yeah, no, you can't redo that. I mean,
too many talents.
That and the thing about the 80s movies is that they were really so terrible. You go back and watch them now,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. and you just can't get away with making shitty ass movies that are.
Well, it's
funny.
Like Bubba Smith, the guy who played Hightower. He's fucking dead, and
yeah,
he even replaced the dude that played what's that dude? He talks like that. What's that?
Bobcat.
He's
still
around.
Yeah, Bobcat.
You can't replace him.
Bobcat Goldthwait is awesome. Dude, I love that guy, the way he talks and shit.
Yeah, fucking Mahoney and all that shit.
Yeah, have you guys ever seen Windy City Heat? You know what you know what that is? Windy City Heat. Ken, go download that. Go check out Windy City Heat. It was just go download it. That guy Bobcat Goldthwait plays in it. All right, so basically I guess not Jimmy Fallon. Who's the guy on ABC Late Night? What's that fucking guy? Used to be on The Man Show. Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he took Conan. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla. I guess they know some guy who wants them. Who keeps telling him, put me in a movie, get me in a movie. And they play a prank on him. He's a really, stupid kind of guy. He's very gullible. They make him think he's in a movie, like a big budget movie, and they fuck with him for like a good month while he's trying to film this movie. You gotta watch it anyway. Windy City Heat. Anyway, Bobcat Goldthwait is in it. He plays the director, and he constantly talks like to everybody with a megaphone. Like even like they'll be sitting down on a conference table having a meeting, and he's talking through the megaphone. While he's, you know, talking about the movie and the plans and stuff like that. You gotta watch that, man. I've got a copy of it, Ken. I can post it or give it to you or something like that.
Yeah, I'm taking a search for it on a couple sites right now.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, Dirty Work's, you know, I'm gonna write that down, man. Dirty Work. I'm gonna watch Dirty Work, man. Because I haven't seen that since I saw it in 98. When it first came out, I saw it. I rented it and saw it with my roommates. And I told a bunch of people about it. I was like, hey man, this is the new guy on the Stern Show. He's fucking hilarious in his movies with Norm Macdonald. Yeah, that was right around the time. That was when Norm Macdonald had that sitcom with the guy the guy from Alf.
Oh really?
Yeah, on ABC. I remember that. Norm, it was just called Norm or something.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean Norm Macdonald. I don't know whatever happened to him. I thought it was kind of funny.
I'll put some more numbers in
just,
there.
Just found the movie you were talking about. Got a couple links to watch it.
Yeah, get that, man. Go watch that, dude. You'll thank me later. That fucking
Amazon.com. Here we go.
It'd be like that time I turned you on to turned you on to Project X.
Project
that
X.
Movie.
Project X was awesome, yeah. All right. Actually, I'm going to be wrapping up pretty soon here, to be honest with you, kids. It's getting late.
It's rapid fire.
Here's... I'm going to put these Facebook numbers in here in the chat. I want to thank everyone who's tuned in tonight to Madhouse Radio. We started a little early. We're ending a little later than normal. Normally, I'm not working right now, so normally I could go on until later, but I got a few things I want to handle early tomorrow.
Before we go on, I have a request courtesy of Enigma. You want me to call Nunu a fucking cunt?
Nunu, you're a fucking cunt, per Enigma. Alright, you got that? Amelia Martinez, dumbass. Can someone please return my cellar? If you see it, please call me at this number, blah, blah, blah. If found. I guess this girl lost her cell phone. She called and a sleepy female answered, it says. Okay. You lost your cell phone, you called it, and a sleepy female answered?
Well, she was sleeping around with her man. That's why.
I don't know what she's talking about. A sleepy female.
I want to talk to this stupid bitch.
All right. Well, here we go.
That DM person, they're trying to rob somebody's room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is Amelia there?
No, he's sleeping.
Oh, okay. All right. She lost her cell phone. Did she get it back yet?
Yeah, she got it back.
Oh, okay. Where did she leave it?
Okay.
Hello? Where was it? Hey, stupid.
Hello?
Cocksucker. Answer my question, cocksucker.
Did Amelia find her cell phone, you said? She did?
What's that?
Amelia got her cell phone back? Did she get her cell phone?
Stupid man. Oh. Can you hear me?
Let me talk.
Hey, cocksucker.
Let me talk. Did Amelia find her cell phone? We've been looking for it. Hello?
Yeah, she found it.
What did she lose it? Because she's a stupid asshole? Well?
She has her cell phone.
Yeah, but why did she lose it? Because she's a stupid idiot? She's a stupid person?
I guess so.
Yeah? So she is stupid? Alright. Alright, well, why don't you... Can you wake her up and tell her she's stupid?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Alright.
All right,
bye, asshole. What the fuck is he? He sounds like fucking... Like, his last name is Redcorn.
Remember that one?
He sounds like he's fucking...
Skype just took a shit out of that call.
Yeah, he sounds like he's a Cherokee Indian or something. You heard him? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she is. Anyway, here's the next one. Terry. I'm kind of excited about this one for Deanna, who's telling people to make some money. Is a chat broken? Or is Skype broken? Hello?
Yeah,
sorry. Oh, no, Skype sounds weird. What's going on? We're having trouble with
Skype? Shit. Restart it.
Alright. Restarting, and then we'll end the show. Should just end the fucking show. I'll restart it so Milkman can come on and say shit. No, it's not even responding. It's not loading. Oh, fuck. This shit's fucking running crazy, man. No, Skype's being all kinds of stupid. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think Skype's still fucking up.
I blame the government.
Maybe I'll just end the show. I think that's best.
No.
Yeah, it's time. It's over.
You got a gang call on your own, at least. Do that one about the want to rob stuff on your own, at least. Yeah, I'll shut up.
God damn, the Skype problems caused my erection to go down.
Sorry.
Oh, shit, am I on the air? Sorry. Oh, fuck.
Sorry, man. End your Skype session.
Penis.
Milkman, you there?
Hello.
Hey, man. All right, we're going to do
still
like...
Still connecting.
No, he's there. Hello.
Oh, there you are. Okay, now I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Would the audio fall out again?
Yeah, man.
I see. Yeah.
Sucks, man.
You got 50 people in there, so it's kind of getting choppy or something. Yeah. That's cool.
Anyway, I'm going to do one more prank, and we're going to end it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Last one. Who'd you say... Death Fox, who'd you say to call?
That one with the girl with the key to the room, the hotel room, wanting to rob somebody.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Deanna. This came from Big Brad.
Tell her you put up the hotel, and you saw it, and you're going to report her. Or something. I don't know. Shit.
I think it's my laptop here that I use for the Skype and the email. It's not working right. I'm actually in the middle of backing stuff up on it. Not right now, but I started today. I'm going to finish tomorrow so I can reinstall the OS on this laptop. It hasn't been wiped out in a while. Alright, the first video is done. I'm not even going to bother doing a second video for tonight. The video feed is down as we're wrapping it up for the show tonight. And this is lady who has Ace, whatever the fuck that is, Ace. I have a few bottles of Ace left. I'm gonna call her too. See what the fuck.
See what it is.
The fucking.
See what Ace is.
Yeah, what's Ace, man? Let me get some of that Ace.
It's some kind of. It's probably something for the first. I don't know why. It just sounds like it.
Something for your balls.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I wanted to see about coming to the hotel, the Comfort Inn, number 3.
What's that?
I wanted to see about coming to the Comfort Inn and door number 3. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there now?
No.
I wanted to go and do push-ups for you and jumping jacks, and you give me money. Hello. Seriously, why is a woman offering men? Who knows if it's men? I don't know. I don't know what that's about. That's so weird. Come to my hotel room. I will give you money. I will pay you. Who's Chewy? Chewy Rodriguez. Got a new cell phone. Also, my house number is this.
I just got that email. So while we're on here, apparently the chat will be going down for no longer than 10 minutes because they figured out what was wrong with it. You know, it's been crashing once or twice.
Yeah.
Since it's been storming, they're going to upgrade the free BSD on it. Okay. And they don't know if you'll read that. It says between the next 1 and 3 days it'll go down, and I just had to restart it. Because I've been complaining like a bitch to them.
All right. Well, good. As long as we get our name server working. Much appreciated. It's got some ace. It's got some ace will work on it.
Hello.
Yeah, we need some ace. Do you still have aces? Hello? We still have ace. Bitch. Oh, whatever. I'm done.
Stupid bitch on the phone.
Hello, 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 hello. She picked up and hung up. Okay. All right, Dirty Aaron, you're out of here on your ass. You have a great night.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay, that sounds good.
Good weekend and all that shit. If you're going to go on, let me know. Let me know you're going to go on. I'll listen.
Yeah, I will. Okay, so a couple of questions. Every time I go to fucking open up, what program is that? The encoder.
Yeah.
The shit is gone. I have to re-enter it every fucking time.
Oh, so it's not saving. So when you get out of WinNet, make sure you're doing file and exit instead of just X-ing it out.
Okay, file and exit.
Yeah, well, but just the first time to save it, and after that you can after you do it that way once, after you set it up, you don't have to worry about it again. Anyway, okay, go ahead. Continue.
The other thing that's happening is that after I do a show and I leave like Winamp sort of running, then it goes to this other thing that says I haven't entered the fucking product key for the codec or whatever for the encoder.
Oh,
but weird. I did. I don't know what the fuck.
We'll have to check that. All right.
I don't know what time. I'm going to try for Saturday, but I don't know what time I'm going to go on because we're going to a roller derby bout in Portland. So.
Oh, roller derby. All right. Cool, man.
Bitches hitting bitches with roller skates.
And cucumbers. All right. Cool, man. Have a good night. We'll figure that out. We're on it, man. Dirty Aaron. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Death Fox. Bye.
No, I'm scared.
Yeah, good luck with the chat room, man. Let's get this restarted. Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah, come on.
And Milkman, if you had to talk to me or something like that, you said you did.
Yeah. Milkman,
like,
talk to
me. Message me. Do you have to talk to me?
Yeah, he's sober, so he'll remember what you say tonight, Milkman, okay? All right, cool. See you later, Death Fox. Bye.
Later, man.
Bye. Milkman, get us out of here. Come on. Come on, Milkman, wake up. Milkman. Milkman, turn off your CPAP. Turn off your CPAP. Yeah. All right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, your connection is bad. So what's up?
We are good, man. Hey, that's a great show, man. Dude, you guys are going nuts.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We had quite a few happy customers tonight.
Yeah, we did.
Absolutely, man. Well, I'm glad we had such a good turnout, man. Everybody, I'd like to thank everybody for showing up there and joining us in tonight in the madhouse, right here, 98.6 now. All our friends right here in the chat room. My goodness, the list is so long, I cannot even name you all, but I do want you to know. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We're so glad you showed up. That's right, all our friends over at Cacti Radio Network there. Ooh, listen to that word select going around there. All our friends over at Syndicate, all our friends out there in Radio Land, wherever you may be, your ear goggles are tuned in right here into the best bat station, same bat cave, same bat time every week right here. You can find us. That's right, we do this for you, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. We drop the dime. We ask that you just give us your time. Bring a friend of it. Bring it in. You're always welcome right here in the madhouse. I'd like to thank our friends for stopping by. I think we had Ted Webb in there and quite a few other guests, Ken and some other good callers in there. Thank you so much. But what we do without our fearless leader of the Madhouse, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse Militia, Hermanito. Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you.
We saved another life tonight.
We did, yeah, Milkman. All right, we'll be on next week. Everyone, be sure to check out MadhouseLive.com and prepare yourselves for the best in prank calls. Yeah, man. Hell yeah. All right, Milkman. Thanks for being on tonight, Milkman. We'll talk later tomorrow. All right. Unless you guys
appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. I want to get up with you on some other events here to bring you up to speed. So we shall chat, my brother.
All right. Yeah, we shall
chat. Happy birthday, Jimi Hendrix. We love you, man. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a better place than the better world with you and your love in it.
Happy birthday, asshole drug addict. All right, Milkman. Good night, Milkman. Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend. Be safe.
Okay.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.